today at Rockford Baptist Church is on Sunday.
Well, the Ballers are back in action after 4 good days off of enjoying the All-Star break here at Atrium Health Ballpark against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's a short little 3-game sprint here at Atrium Health Ballpark between the Ballers and the Peckers just down the road from Fayetteville out of the Houston Astros organization. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, Dan Helody. I'm bringing you all the action, of course, live here from Kannapolis. Ballers coming off of a couple of days off the All-Star break, affecting all of minor league baseball as well as the major leagues. Major leagues got going already, though. We're back ready for some more action here in the Carolina League. Ballers still tied for first place in the Carolina League South Division in the second half of action. They come off of a stretch up in Salem, Virginia with the Red Sox, a series in which they lost 4 of 6, but picked up 2 crucial victories. As for the Columbia Fireflies, though, picking up 2 wins against the Down East Wood Ducks, they remain tied with your Ballers for first place in the Carolina League South Division. On the other side, in the visitors' dugout, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, they rattled off 2 wins against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans down in Myrtle Beach, and then they lost their next 4, including ending the first stretch of action before the All-Star break, getting no hit five pitchers for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on Sunday, the 17th, and all of them no hit the Woodpeckers. Jackson Hallmark will dig in. First pitch of the ball game is delivered at 7:02 by Brooks Goswan. It's just a bit inside. Ball one. 1-0 count. Now on the leadoff batter, Jackson Hallmark. Again, 7:02. 90 degrees is your first pitch temperature. 1-0 from Goswan is just a bit outside to Jackson Hallmark. We'll keep it at 2-0. Goswan, the lefty on the bump. Jackson Hallmark, the batter at the dish. Leadoff batter for Joe Thon, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2-0 fastball again from Goswan. A bit off the plate, now 3-0. It'll be Jackson Hallmark, Joey Loperfido, and Logan Cerny due up in the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here top of the first inning on a lovely Friday evening here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-0 from Goswan. Fastball just a bit low, and it is ball four. Easily a four-pitch walk now to Jackson Hallmark. He is on base. First base runner of the ballgame for Fayetteville, and now digs in Joey Loperfido, former Duke Blue Devil. He's got a runner on and nobody out. It'll be Hallmark, Loperfido, and Logan Cerny due up in the order, top of the first inning. Victor Maskey, first baseman, will bat fourth. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, Tyler Whitaker. Batting sixth, shortstop, Leo's Danny Molina for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Runner going on the first pitch. Pitch to the plate is the ball outside. Throw into second base is not in time. Swiping second base on the play will be Jackson Hallmark. And all of a sudden, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers now have a runner in scoring position and is still nobody out. Brooks Goswan has thrown five pitches and absolutely no strikes so far in this ballgame. Rounding out the rest of the order for Fayetteville, Yuris Ramirez, DH at 7th. Batting 8th is the left fielder Rainier Rivas as the 1-0. Fastball is finally in there for strike 1, 1-1. Now your count on Joey Loperfido. Batting 9th in the order for Fayetteville will be the catcher Freddie Guillamo. Again, out of the Astros organization, great tops, great pants tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-1 from the lefty, Goswan. Off speed upstairs, but a called strike. Count of move now 1-2. Goswan in the bump 3-4. The 4.05 ERA is a 6'2", 205-pound lefty out of Barrington, Illinois. Born in Evanston, Illinois. Product of Bradley College. 1-2. Just a bit off the plate. Check swing of the plate. Did he go? No. Says our infield umpire tonight in Jalen Goodman. Loperfido's count of move to 2-2. Goswan making his 16th appearance on the year. 15th start of 2022. Again, a fourth-round selection in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. 2-2, hard ground to the third. West Kathman can't make the play. It'll trickle into left field. Rounding third, headed home is Jackson Hallmark. Throw comes in to second base from left field. It's not in time. It will go down. More than likely is an error on West Kath. Runner will score on the play. So already, Fayetteville takes a 1-0 lead, 100-mile-an-hour exit velocity on a ground ball from Joey Loperfido. Run does score on the play. Woodpeckers take a 1-0 lead. Already still here in this top of the first inning. Nobody out. Logan Cerny will dig in. It will go down as an error on West Cath, so the Woodpeckers take a 1-0 lead despite still searching for their first hit of the game. Pitch inside to Logan Cerny, 1-0 your count. One of the hottest bats in the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Logan Cerny. Named Astros Player of the Month in June in the minor leagues. 1-0 from Goswan, and a breaking ball low and inside. Count will move 2-0. Cerny in the month of June, good grief, batting .336. Seven doubles, five homers, 27 RBI. He also received Player of the Week in the Carolina League back on June 13th. As the outfielder from Decatur, Georgia, 2-0 hard grounder into fair ball. It's a fair ball, and it'll land into the bullpen area down in left field. Scoring the play will be Loperfido. Headed for second is Logan Cerny, and all of a sudden, Fayetteville exploding for two runs early. It's an RBI double from Logan Cerny. 103-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of the top prospect in the Astros organization. Loperfido scores. Woodpeckers lead 2-0 here in Kannapolis, and that'll prompt a mound visit for Colby Smelly to take with Brooks Goswan. So Logan Cerny produces the first base knock of the ballgame for Fayetteville. It is an RBI double. 2-0 your score already here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First mound visit of the day for Kannapolis. Digging in will be the cleanup batter, Victor Mascai, first baseman. Koswine will take a deep breath on the bump, deliver the first pitch. It's lifted in the air, right field, right at the right fielder in Misael Gonzalez. As he backtracks a little bit, makes the grab. Runner tagging from second base, it'll be Logan Cerny, headed to third base, and all of a sudden now, finally, the first out of the top of the first inning is had. It's a fly out to right field from Victor Mascai. Logan Cerny does advance on the play. It is a fly out, though, for the first out. Tyler Whitaker will dig in. Tyler Whitaker, the top prospect in the Astros organization on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers roster. That is a position player. Only three top prospects on the Woodpeckers roster. First pitch from Goswine in there, 0-1. Whitaker, the top position player prospect on Fayetteville's roster. And number 10 overall in Houston's top 30. Koswine, the lefty on the bump. Infield playing in. Here's the 0-1. Big swing and miss from Tyler Whitaker. We're moving now to 0-2. Tyler Whitaker leading the way in strikeouts in all the Carolina League. He's had a whole mess of strikeouts this year. Has Tyler Whitaker. 0-2 count, one out. Koswine on the bump. Not his best start here in this one, but he's got a chance to redeem himself. 0-2 swung on, fouled back. Another one coming at 0-2 on Tyler Whitaker. Batting just 164 on the year is a third-round pick from Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's the fifth batter that's faced Brooks Goswine already in this first inning. 0-2, chopper to third. Westcath makes a backhanded stab. He tries to tag Cerny at third. Doesn't get him, but the throw comes in to first. It's in time for a 5-3 put out of Tyler Whitaker. Logan Cerny stays put at third as the tag attempt was not in time. That'll send it to the shortstop, Leo's Danny Molina. Goswine already allowing two runs on one hit. Allowing that leadoff walk to Hallmark. An error at third by Westcath. Has put the ballers in a bit of a tight spot early. First pitch, big swing and miss from Leo's Danny Molina. 0-1 your count. Goswine, this is his fifth start of the year against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Entering tonight, 13 and two-thirds innings. 13 hits, 8 runs total. As Molina cuts on the 0-1, lifts an eye in the air into foul ground. After it is DJ Gladney. Will he make it in time? No, he will not. It will land in foul ground. We'll do another one at 0-2 at the plate on Leo's Danny Molina. Goswine again, his fifth start against the Woodpeckers today. Entering today, 13 and two-thirds innings. 13 hits, 8 runs, 11 walks, 17 punchouts. Opponents are batting 241 against Brooks Goswine, the lefty. Five-pitch mix, two types of fastballs, a four-seam and a two-seam. Curveball, changeup, slider. 0-2 count, two out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled straight back. Heads up in our suite level seating area. It is a foul ball, a free souvenir from Leo's Danny Molina. Count will move 0-2. We'll keep it there. Goswine, the lefty, will come set. Runner at third is Logan Cerny. Here's the 0-2 from the lefty. Fastball upstairs on Molina. We'll move it 1-2. Defensive setup for the ballers tonight. Benjamin Bailey, James Beard, and Misael Gonzalez left to right in the outfield. Westcath, Wilbur Sanchez, Andy Atwood, DJ Gladney left to right in the infield. Colby Smelly behind the dish for Goswine. 1-2. Lifted high in the air to center field. After it is James Beard. He moves to his left a little bit. Has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out, number three. It is a F8 in the book for Leo's Danny Molina. That will conclude the top of the first inning. Ballers already down 2-0 as the Woodpeckers put up a little bit of offense here to begin the series here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom first, headed your way.
Upgrade of the game.
Andy Atwood will dig in for the Ballers to lead off. Bottom first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch from the righty Alex Santos is in there. Count is 0-1. Bottom first, Woodpeckers lead 2-0. Already over York Annapolis Cannonballers. 0-1 from the righty Santos. Been inside to Atwood. Count will move even now at 1-1. Atwood, Westcath, and DJ Gladney. Due up in the order bottom of the first inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Woodpeckers doing business for the first time in a three-game set here this weekend. Pitch inside, 2-1 count now on the leadoff batter, Andy Atwood. Again, Westcath on deck. DJ Gladney is in the hole. The righty Santos delivers a 2-1. It's a mid off the plate. Count will move 3-1 now on Atwood. Alex Santos, the righty in the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 6'4", 194-pound righty. As 3-1 is swung on and fouled off. Another one coming at 3-2 on Andy Atwood. Santos, top prospect in the organization for the Houston Astros. Number 10 overall in the top 30 list entering the season. He's already moved up to number 9, though, as Atwood pops the 3-2 into left field for a base knock. Atwood is on pace to lead off the bottom of the first inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is a leadoff single. One on, nobody out for Westcath third baseman. Santos, a 2020 second-round compensation pick, number 6 overall in that second compensatory round in 2020 by the Houston Astros. Born February the 10th of 2002, just 20 years of age, is the 6'4 righty from the Bronx. He's a New York kid, grew up a diehard Yankees fan, according to the notes provided by the Woodpeckers. Pitch a bit off the plate to Westcath, 1-0 is your count. Atwood, the runner at first base. Kath will take the 1-0 from Santos. A bit off the plate. We'll do another one at 2-0. DJ Gladney awaits on deck. Wilfred Veras, DH, batting fourth. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Colby Smelly. Batting sixth will be Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder, will bat seventh. Here's a 2-0 from Santos. A bit off the plate. On and off speed pitch. We'll move it now 3-0 on Westcath. 8 and 9 batters, Wilbur Sanchez will bat 8, the shortstop, and batting 9 will be the center fielder, James Beard, for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. 3-0, a bit low and outside, ball 4, it's a 4-pitch walk issued to Westcath, and that will put two runners on. Still nobody out for DJ Gladney now against Alex Santos, the righty. Santos on the year, not his hottest year of baseball. 0-8 with a 5.04 ERA, making his 11th start on the year, his 18th appearance. 64 and a third innings pitched. He's struck out 79. Doesn't walk too many guys. His first pitch lifted high in the air center field. Trailing after to Cerny, he makes the grab on the run for out number one. Tagging up from second and headed to third is Andy Atwood. So one pitch and it is one out. DJ Gladney flies out. Advancing to third, though, is Atwood. So runners on the corner is one down for Wilfred Veras. Santos making his fifth start on the year against the Ballers. He's not been too hot against Kannapolis this year. Entering today 0-3 with a 10.13 ERA. 10 and two-thirds innings pitched, 14 hits, 14 runs. 11 strikeouts and 9 walks entering tonight's game. First pitch to Wilfred Veras, big swing and a miss. 0-1 your count. Defensive setup for the Woodpeckers in support of Alex Santos. It'll go at Rivas, Cerny, and Hallmark left to right in the outfield. Santos will come set 0-1. In the dirt, picked out by catcher Guillamo. Another one coming at 1-1 on Wilfred Veras. Left to right in the infield for Fayetteville tonight. It'll go Tyler Whitaker, Leo's Danny Molina, Joey Loper, Fido, and Victor Mascai. Behind the dish, of course, is Freddie Guillamo. Miguel Palma, one of the better catchers in all the Carolina League on the roster for Fayetteville, actually just promoted yesterday to the High A Asheville Tourists. Pitch off the plate to Veras on the 1-1. 2-1 now the count on the heavy, sweet swinging righty bat of Wilfred Veras. Second on the team in home runs of 13. 2-1 from Santos. Chopper to shortstop. Molina makes the play. Underhands to second for one. On to first. Did they get there in time? No, they did not. It is a fielder's choice. Wilfred Veras reaches on the play. Out at second base is Wes Kath on a 6-4 put out for the second out of the inning. But without notice, Andy Atwood scores on the play as well. Ballers cut the lead now 2-1 in favor of the Woodpeckers. So runner on first. Two down for Colby Smelly. Santos last time out pitched back on the 16th of July at Myrtle Beach. Pitch is in there, 0-1 count on Colby Smelly. Woodpeckers coming off a six-game set before the All-Star break in Myrtle Beach. They actually won the first two games of the series and then lost each of the next four. Finishing it off with a no-hitter on the wrong end for Fayetteville. 0-1 is inside, 1-1 count now on Smelly. They were no-hit by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Five pitchers combining for a no-hitter back on a Sunday the 17th. 1-1 from Santos. Smelly cuts on it, fouls it off down the right field line. Heads up in the right field terrace area, right where Trevor Wilt's hanging out in that gold sparkly vest of his. Count a move 1-2 on Colby Smelly. Bottom first, ballers trail 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Runner on first is Wilfred Veras. Colby Smelly at the dish, facing off against Alex Santos, the righty, one of the top prospects in the Astros system. Beautiful night for baseball, 90 degrees. As long as you're sitting in the ballpark with a cold drink, you're pretty set. 1-2 from Santos. Hard swing from Smelly, lifted high and foul down the right field line. 1-2 remains the count. We'll do it again. On deck remains Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder. Again, Santos, not the best of stretches this season. Actually tied for the most losses in the entire Carolina League with 8. Juan de los Santos from Delmarva ties him. 1-2, fouled off down the line. Heads up down there again in the right field terrace. We'll do it again at 1-2. Trevor Wilton, his gold sparkly vest down there. It's like a magnet for all the foul balls. Nonetheless, 1-2 count remains on Smelly, the big cheese as they call him. Three homers on the year. He hit two of the three back on Cinco de Mayo. I think that's part of what prompted the nickname. Veras with a good lead at first base. Santos will take a deep breath and come set. Here's the 1-2. Another hard swing from Smelly. It's fouled off again. Good battle at the plate. This will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat on the way. We'll keep it at 1-2. Santos, sorry, the pitch count. We're getting up there. He's already had 21 pitches on the night. 1-2 count, two down, bottom first. Ballers have gotten some offense going. They still trail 2-1, bottom first of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-2. Another one chopped foul by Smelly. We'll keep it at 1-2, do it again for the eighth time. Santos again, fifth start against the Ballers this year. 0-3 with a 10.13 ERA against Kannapolis this season. Struggled with the walks. 1-2. Hard liner, just a bit foul down the left field line. Ends up near the Fayetteville bullpen. And again, we'll do it at 1-2. I feel like this at-bat's a big version of Groundhog Day. We just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Nonetheless, we'll do it again. Veras at first. Santos with a deep breath. He'll come set with the glove at his waist. 1-2 on the way. Another one fouled straight back, and we'll have to do it again. Colby Smelly has fouled off 7 straight pitches from Alex Santos. All those souvenirs landing in the stands and on the street behind the ballpark, of course. Santos comes set, wiggles a glove. 1-2. Grounder again foul. That is now 8 consecutive foul balls tipped by Colby Smelly. We'll have the 9th pitch of the at-bat. It's been 1-2 for quite some time now. Bailey's still awaiting patiently on deck. Santos here will deliver the 1-2. There's one in fair play. It's a liner right at the left fielder in Rivas who makes the grab. Four out, number three. F7 in the book. That will conclude matters here in the bottom of the first inning. So, ballers get a run, though. They cut into the Woodpeckers' lead. It is 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Top second. Headed your way in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, after an 11-pitch at-bat by Colby Smelly, finally it ends in a fly out. Now we're at the top of the second inning. Brooks Goswine back out of the pump. He'll deliver the first pitch of the second inning to Yuris Ramirez. It's bit upstairs. 1-0 your count. Ramirez, Rivas, and Guillamo two up here in the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top second, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers do lead 2-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 bit upstairs and off the plate. 2-0. Now your count on Yuris Ramirez. DH today for Joe Thon of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. As Goswine, the lefty back out of the bump, his second inning of action. 2-0 fastball, just a bit of way and off the plate. Count is now 3-0. Ramirez on the year, batting 182. He's got six homers. He's actually made two pitching appearances for Fayetteville in some of their lopsided games this year. 3-0 fastball is right down Broadway. Count a move now 3-1 on Yuris Ramirez. Played all of 2021 last year with Fayetteville. He dealt with some injuries, though, only appearing in 43 games. Back for his second game of action. Pitch in there. 3-2 count. Full now on Yuris Ramirez. The second year of action in Fayetteville with the Woodpeckers. Rivas awaiting on deck. 3-2 offering from Goswine. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Yuris Ramirez is down on strikes around number one in this top of the second inning. It's the first punch-out victim of the night for Brooks Goswine. That'll send Rainier Rivas to the dish. Nobody on and one down. Rainier Rivas, first time we've seen him here in Kannapolis this season. One of the newer adds to the roster for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch off the plate, 1-0. 6'3", 220-pound lefty out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. Spent 2021 with the Florida Complex League Astros. 1-0 from Goswine. Heavy swing. It's lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 1-1. Rivas, 20 years of age. Last time he played, 0-3, 3 strikeouts. He did hit a go-ahead solo homer in the eighth inning of the game down in Myrtle Beach back on July the 12th. So he's got some pop, does Rainier Rivas. His first career hit with Fayetteville back on June the 1st. It was a three-run shot. against the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-1, grounder to second base. Andy Atwood makes the routine play, fires to first in time. Four out number two. It's a 4-3 put out of Rainier Rivas. So now two down, nobody on for Freddie Guillamo, the 9-0 man. Freddie Guillamo, last time he was here at Atrium Health Ballpark, caused the ballers quite the good amount of grief. He had four doubles in a single series back here in mid-May. Pitch a bit inside to Guillamo. 1-0 your count. Woodpeckers in Kannapolis for the third time this year. These two sides facing off a grand total of 24 times in the 2022 season. 1-0 fastball inside corner. Count even now 1-1 on Freddie Guillamo. A miserable 126 batting average for Guillamo. Hasn't had the greatest of years. He does have five homers under his belt. Not too shabby a total as far as homers on the air. Pitch upstairs and away. 2-1 count. Guillamo against Kannapolis this season. 8 for 45. He's got two homers. Of course, those four doubles. He does have 15 strikeouts, though. 2-1. Hard grounded to third. West Calf makes a backhanded stab. He'll fire to first in time. Four out number three. A much-needed 1-2-3 inning for Brooks Goswine to the bump. He gets a strikeout and two groundouts in the 7-8-9 batters for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Bottom two headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. The good guys still trail 2-1 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Six, seven, eight, due up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the second inning. They trail 2-1 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Alex Santos back under the bump. His second inning of action. He'll deliver the pitch to Bailey a bit off the plate. 1-0 is your count on the Vista Alegre Panama native Benjamin Bailey. 1-0 just a bit off the plate again from Alex Santos. Another one coming at 2-0. Bailey back on Sunday the 17th against the Salem Red Sox, 0-5, 3 strikeouts. We'll see what he can do post-All-Star break. 2-0 in there, 2-1, counting down on Benjamin Bailey. Alex Santos again back out for another inning of action. A starter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 2-1. Weak grounder to short. Leo's Danny Molina will come in a little bit and throw to first in time, just in time. Four out number one of the inning. It's a 6-3 ground out for Benjamin Bailey. So nobody on, one down for Misael Gonzalez, the right fielder. Misael Gonzalez gets another start in right field for the Ballers here tonight. His 40th start of the year in right field. Batting just 169. He has been a heavy contributor, though, in the field. Pitches it a bit off the plate. 1-0 your count. Last time, Misael Gonzalez hitting a home run. Actually, back on June the 18th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hard grounded on the 1-0. Foul. Another one coming at 1-1 on Misa. Wilbur Sanchez, La Chispa, shortstop awaiting on deck. Gonzalez struggling against right-handed pitching, batting just 141. Santos, the righty on the bump. 2020 high draft pick, second round compensation pick. 1-1, check swing, he went around. Says home plate umpire Charlie Welling will do another one at 1-2. Gonzalez will hold the bat out over the plate. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from Santos. A bit low and outside. Unable to be corralled. Correctly, by Freddy Guillamo. Another one coming at 2-2. Good night for baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A good weekend. A good homestand on the way for the Ballers. Tomorrow night, all holidays night. 7 o'clock first pitch. Be sure to come on out and celebrate a different holiday with us every half inning. 2-2. Just a bit inside to me. So that count will run full. Sunday, another super splash day. It's also Parents' Day. We're doing a picture frame giveaway on Sunday. That'll be a whole bunch of fun. Full count offering. Here's the pitch from Santos. Fastball up and away. Ball four. Misael Gonzalez draws a walk. He's on base for the first time today. Second walk of the day for Alex Santos. He's got a runner on, one down. Wilbur Sanchez at the plate. Give me a good week of baseball from here on out. Three here with Fayetteville. Some good action on the field and, of course, off the field. And then next week, oh my, it's going to be a fun one. Three games with Fayetteville and then a six-game series with the Columbia Fireflies next week here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the pitch to Sanchez is a bit up and away, 1-0. Of course, Sanchez, last time he stepped to the plate in any fashion in a baseball game, Ballers are down to their final strike. He delivered an RBI single up in Salem back on Sunday, 1-0. Up and in on Sanchez, another one coming to 2-0. Going to be a good week of baseball next week. Columbia Fireflies out of the Kansas City Royals organization tied for first place with the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the South Division in this second half of action. Ballers need to pick up some wins here against Fayetteville. 2-0, swung and a miss. 2-1 count now on La Chispa. Fayetteville struggling out of the gate in the second half. They are 6-14 after that first half, second half split. Ballers and Fireflies both at 13-8. Quick check on the runner, Misael Gonzalez, not in time. We'll do another one at 2-1. We'll have to wait on the 2-1. A bit off the plate to Misael Gonzalez, to Wilbur Sanchez, I should say. Kind of run at 3-1. He's looking at the wrong thing. Waiting on deck is James Beard, Brookhaven, Mississippi native. 3-1 count, one down. Santos will take a peek at first. Runner going on the pitch. Fastball away. The plate doesn't matter. Misael Gonzalez is at second, but it's because of a ball four issue to Wilbur Sanchez. Back-to-back walks. Ballers racking up walks like an independent contractor for Rover. 2-1 and nobody out. One out, in the inning for James Beard. Columbia and Augusta doing business tonight. Top of the third inning in Columbia. Tied 0-0. Green Jackets out of the Braves organization. Columbia out of the Kansas City Royals organization. Carolina League is getting a little toasty. First pitch from Santos to Beard is in there. 0-1 count now on it. James Beard, his first half bat of the night. Santos has walked back-to-back batters. You're in this bottom of the second inning. We've seen it. He's struggled with walks against the Kannapolis Cannonballers this year. Low in the dirt to Beard on the 0-1. It'll move 1-1. He walked one batter in the first inning. It was West Cath. It's already just an inning and a third. He's already allowed three walks. Ballers producing some good eyes at the plate. Team leader in walks is West Cath. Wilbur Sanchez also drawing a walk. 1-1. Heavy swing and a foul ball. Another one coming at 1-2 on James Beard. Santos, he struggled with his command this year. He's only walked 25 batters on the season, though. Nine of those 25 entering tonight, though, are against Kannapolis. It's a good chunk. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Off-seed breaking ball, a bit off the plate. Another one coming to 2-2 on James Beard. Santos has not recorded a strikeout yet tonight. Yet 11 strikeouts, 9 walks entering tonight. 3 walks, no punchies for the righty Alex Santos. 2-2. Fastball, just as I say it, broadcaster's curse. Ring him up, got him looking. James Beard down looking at strike 3 for the second out of the bottom of the second inning. So now 2-1, 2 down, top of the order, Andy Atwood is due up. Fayetteville's had a rough stretch of games with Alex Santos on the bump. They've lost their last 9 games and Santos has appeared in. And he suffered the losing decision in exactly 6 of those 9 games. First pitch lifted high and foul by Andy Atwood. A 1 count on the Ballers' leadoff batter, Andy Atwood. Last time up, 1-for-1 with a single. Santos will look and deliver the 0-1. Popped up in foul ground. Who's got it? Looks like the catcher in Guillamo is after it. Will he have enough room? He will. He makes the grab. 4-out number 3 in the inning. It's a P2 in foul territory for Andy Atwood. So that's 3 outs. Ballers get a couple base runners thanks to a couple walks from the righty Alex Santos, but they can't get through on the run column. They still trail 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're through 2 here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Woodpeckers doing business for the first time in a 3-game series this week in Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the third. Goswine back out and Jackson Hallmark bloops the ball into right field. Misael Gonzalez can't get there in time. He'll corral it. Headed for second is Jackson Hallmark. Throw comes in from right and Wilbur Sanchez can't corral the ball. It'll trickle into left field and advancing to third base on the play will be Jackson Hallmark. It will be more than likely a double and then a throwing error. We'll see how the official score in Jimmy Lewis calls it tonight though as Jackson Hallmark definitely will pick up a double on the play. And then a throwing error will be issued, I'm sure. That is the case. It will be a double and then an error. So now runner on third, Joey Loperfido will dig in. Hallmark wasting no time. One pitch. Already he's on base for the second time tonight. Loperfido will dig in. Reached on an error in the first inning. Woodpeckers lead 2-1. Here over the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Brooks Goswine on the bump. Here's the pitch. Liner back up the middle, hits Goswine and trickles into center field for a base knock. Loperfido will head to second. Throw comes in from center. Will they get there in time? No. Loperfido gets a double on the play, back-to-back doubles for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It is an RBI for Loperfido as well, as Jackson Hallmark scores, and that's now 3-1 in favor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. That'll send Logan Cerny to the dish, one on and nobody out still in this half inning. Kind of in a bit of an unlucky circumstance there. Double from Jackson Hallmark, and the throw from right. Just a little errant from Misael Gonzalez, so it's an E9 allowing him to get to third base is Jackson Hallmark. And then Loperfido, a double right up the middle, right off of the leg of Brooks Goswan. Ends up trickling into center field. So now runner on second, nobody out for Logan Cerny. Pitch to the plate from Goswan. Fastball is upstairs, but in there. 0-1 count. Cerny, last time up, he produced a double of his own. Only three hits on the night for Fayetteville. All of them have been doubles here in this series opener. 0-1 from Goswan to Cerny is in there. Count will move 0-2. Logan Cerny, Decatur, Georgia native. Acquired in a trade to the Philadelphia Phillies back last year. Went to school at Troy. Another top prospect. He was in the Phillies organization, now in the Houston Astros organization, though. Finds himself at number 24. He's kind of had a hot stretch of games as of late. Of course, named player of the month in the minor leagues for the Astros in the month of June. 0-2 from Goswan. Hard liner into right center field. That's going to be trouble. Misael Gonzalez will field. Rounding third and headed home, though, on the play is Joey Loperfido. And now Logan Cerny, another RBI here in this ball game. It's an RBI single. Loperfido will score. The game is now 4-1 in favor of the Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. That'll send Victor Mascai, first baseman, to the plate. One on and still nobody out in the inning. So the bottom two-thirds of the order for Fayetteville, 0-6. Then you get to the top half of the order, the top third, I should say. Three batters have four hits. Checking the runner, Ed Cerny is not in time. I have to await the first pitch to the plate for Victor Mascai here in this third inning. Last time up, a fly out in the first. Goswine takes a peek at first, comes set, delivers the pitch. Fastball a bit low and away. Count will move 1-0 on Victor Mascai. Hallmark a double, Loperfido a double, and then Logan Cerny 2-for-2 on the night with a double and a single. 1-0. Fastball right down Broadway to Mascai. Count will move 1-1. Logan Cerny's already picked up two RBIs as well. 2-for-2 with two RBIs on the evening. Goswan will come set, takes a peek at first. 1-1. Off speed, low in the dirt, picked out by the catcher, Smelly. Nice sliding effort behind the dish by Smelly. Count will move 2-1. Waiting on deck is Tyler Whitaker, third baseman for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2-1 from Goswan. Fastball just a bit upstairs. Count will move 3-1. Tough spot for Brooks Goswan. This top of the order, it's been nothing but trouble from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. All but one of their hits, three doubles and a single. Quick check on the runner, and Cerny is not in time. We'll have to wait on the 3-1. Goswan's done well against the bottom of the order. Again, 0-for-6 are the two-thirds batters. Quick foul ball straight back, and it'll land in sweet eight. Heads up over there. Cal moves full on Leo's Danny Molina. Still nobody out in the inning. Victor Mascai at the dish, 0-for-1 of the flyout. Cerny with a very solid lead over there at first. 3-2 from Goswan. Swung on, fouled straight over towards first base. Another one coming at 3-2. The sky's got a half black, half red bat. Works perfectly with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers color scheme. Goswine with a long look over at first. Runner going on the pitch. Fastball upstairs, ball four. Victor Mascai draws a walk. He is on base for the first time tonight. So now 2-1 and still nobody out in the inning. That'll prompt a mound visit from John Eli, and that'll send Tyler Whitaker to dish. Nobody out and 2-1. First mound visit of the night from John Eli for Brooks Goswine. Not the greatest of starts so far here in this ball game. It's just been the top of the order that's been the problem. Up until now, none of the 4 through 9 batters in the order for Fayetteville had reached base. But now Mascai at first. Cerny moves to second. The ever speedy Logan Cerny. Leading the team with 28 stolen bases. Over there at second is Logan Cerny. That'll send Tyler Whitaker to the dish. 164 batting average on the year. He's the only Woodpecker with over 100 strikeouts on the year. 126 entering tonight's ballgame. Still a high draft pick, a top prospect. 2-1, nobody out. Pitch from Goswine. Fastball inside corner. Good pitch from the lefty. Count moves 0-1. Brooks must not have had his Chipotle pregame. Brooks, of course, a big Chipotle guy. 0-1 count. Quick peek at second on Cerny. 0-1. Lifted high and foul by Whitaker. Another one coming at 0-2. Was part of a Chipotle group order with Brooks Goswine once. And let me tell you, Brooks racked up a $21 Chipotle bowl. I had to read it about 3 times. I was like, how did you get a $21 Chipotle order? Then I looked. 3 times meat, double guac, queso. I get it. You got to fuel that body. 0-2. Fastball up and away. 1-2 count now on Tyler Whitaker, third baseman. Man, $21 in Chipotle. I feel like that'd feed me for about a week. One Chipotle bowl, just normal meat and everything. It's a lot of food. 1-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. That's a lot of heat from Brooks Goswine. It must be a little bit of picante. Fastball from Brooks Goswine. It's a strikeout. Strikeout number 2 on the night for the lefty Goswine. It is a swing and a miss from Tyler Whitaker. First out of the third inning is complete. It'll send Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop, to the dish. Molina fly out back in the first inning. Cuts on the first pitch, lifts it high and foul from Goswine. 0-1 your count. Molina fly out to center field back in the first. It was the third out of the inning. Goswine will come set again. 2-1, one out. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs and away on Leo's Danny Molina. Count moves 1-1. Molina, one of the fixtures in the order for Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Not the greatest of years offensively, batting 212, but he's contributed. Runner going on the 1-1. Pitch to the plate is off the plate. Throwing to third. They did not get him in time. Logan Cerny is in safely at third base. He picks up stolen base number 29 on the year. Logan Cerny, the ever speedy man on the base paths for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Runners on the corners now. One down. That's going to pose some trouble. 2-1 at the plate on Leo's Danny Molina. Molina's got 5 homers on the year. His first homer on the year back on April the 10th here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-1. Grounder to short. This may do it. Throw to second for one. On the first, it's an inning-ending double play. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 6-4-3. Leo's Danny Molina grounds out into a double play. And that will conclude matters for the Woodpeckers here in the top of the third inning. But they do add 2 more runs to their tally. They lead 4-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break. Bottom third headed your way after a short message from everyone here at the ballpark. Just going to leave the crowd mic on for a moment. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Girl Scouts and Girl Scouts.
Bottom third, first pitch to West Cath is a curveball from Alex Santos. It's in there, 0-1 count, 73 miles an hour from the righty, Alex Santos. Bottom third, ballers trail 4-1 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as the pitch cut on and missed. Quickly now 0-2 on the Scottsdale, Arizona native West Cath. He'll be followed in the order by DJ Gladney and Wilfred Veras here in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch a bit low and picked out by the catcher, Guillamo. Going to move now 1-2 on West Cath. And Kath Gladney, Wilfred Veras in the order. Bottom third, ballers trail 4-1 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as the 1-2. Swung on, it gets loose though. Guillamo corrals and throws to first just in time to nail West Kath. It's a K2-3 in the book. That'll be a strikeout recorded for Alex Santos, his second one of the night. First out of the third inning, that is complete. One down now for DJ Gladney. Gladney last time up, a fly out to center field. Logan Cerny covering a lot of ground out there, making the grab. Santos' first pitch to Gladney, heavy. Swing and miss on and off speed. Count will move 0-1. Santos has moved the ERA down to a 5.00, 5 even on the ERA. Still 0-8, though. 0-1 check swing. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire tonight in Jalen Goodman. Count a move even 1-1 on Big Red. DJ Gladney, team leader in homers. He's got 15 on the year, 51 RBI. He's the only baller with more than 50 on the year. 1-1 is a bit off the plate, 2-1 now. Alex Santos, New York, New York. Grew up in the Bronx. Went to Mount St. Michael Academy. Grew up a diehard Yankee fan. 2-1 a bit off the plate. Count a move 3-1 now on DJ Gladney. List's favorite Yankee growing up is Andy Pettit. Of course, the famed lefty pitcher, who was a Houston Astro for a little bit as well. 3-1, swung on and missed by Gladney. Count will move 3-2. Seen a little bit of Andy Pettit in the new Derek Jeter documentary, The Captain. I missed the episode last night. I watched the first one, though. It was really good. Pitch off the plate, DJ Gladney takes a free pass, ball 4. So now Gladney on base for the first time here in this ball game. 1-1, one out for Wilfred Veras. I'll be very honest, I wasn't the biggest Derek Jeter fan growing up. Still don't know if I am, but I think it was just because he was in the division that I grew up. I grew up in Tampa, so I grew up a Rays guy. Unfortunately, Jeter did a lot of damage to my beloved Tampa Bay Rays growing up. Pitch fouled back by Veras, 0-1 your count. Jeter, of course, setting his 3,000th hit against David Price and the Tampa Bay Rays at Yankee Stadium. A home run. 0-1, this one's lifted high in the air right field in the corner. After it is, Hallmark, will he run out of room? He will. It lands foul over by our soft serve cart. Actually lands over into the construction area. Out past right field. Count will move 0-2 on Wilfred Veras. That big old construction area in right field. If you ever come to Atrium Health Ballpark and you're like, hey, what's that big high building out past the right field foul pole? Well, it's a big seven-story building that's going to get completed by October of next year, 0-2. Weak ground to third coming in is Whitaker. Will he have enough time? Throw gets wild and gets into foul ground. Headed to third is DJ Gladney. He's going to try to score. Growling it is Mascai. He's going to throw it into third base, and the throw even gets wild there. It's a foot race to third base. Veras is going to slide in. He's safe. What a wild sequence of baseball here. Nonetheless, DJ Gladney scores on the play. We'll see how this one is scored. What a wild sequence. It's going to go down as a base knock for Wilfred Veras, but then a flurry of errors from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and all of a sudden Veras finds himself at third base. I do not envy our official score tonight in Jimmy Lewis. He's got to make that call. Ay-yi-yi. Colby Smelly will dig in. Runner on third, one down. A wild turn of events. Now ballers trail 4-2. Gladney scores on the play as Smelly fouls the pitch, and it lands heads up down there in section 105. Grab made. 0-1 count on Smelly. Gladney scores. Veras at third. They're going to say it's a base knock for Veras. And then an error, advancing him on the play. A smelly tattoos the 0-1 into center field after his Logan Cerny. He's turning around, boarding track wall, off the base of the wall. Scoring the play will be Wilfred Veras, and Colby Smelly stands in at second base safely. It is a double off the base of the wall for Colby Smelly. Veras scores, and the Ballers have cut it now to a 4-3 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, this game has just gone into everything and back. You know where and back, as Benjamin Bailey will dig in. Not before a quick mound visit from John Kovalik, pitching coach for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He'll come out and chat with Alex Santos. Ballers cut the lead to 4-3. Tying run is at second. It's Colby Smelly. How do we get here? Well, Veras, it's a single. Gladney scores. Veras scores on a double from Colby Smelly. As I'm reading what our official score is relayed here, Veras advances to second on a throwing error from Jackson Hallmark, the right fielder. So an E9, and then also an E5 from Tyler Whitaker. So two errors on the same play. Veras scores. Smelly at second. One down, swing and a miss from Bailey. 0-1, your count. Well, this game is just given everything. It's been a flurry of offense for Kannapolis here in this third inning. Bailey is 0-1 from Santos, off speed, just a bit off the plate. Count will move 1-1. Bailey last time up, a 6-3 ground out. The shortstop, Leo's Danny Molina. As now Santos will step off on the bump. We'll have to await the 1-1. Smelly on base for the first time tonight with a double. He does get the RBI as well. 1-1 heavy. Swing and a miss from Benjamin Bailey. Count will move 1-2. Santos will lean in. He holds the right arm out. Kind of like a dangling right arm. Smelly at second. 1-2 on the way. Here's the pitch from Santos. Off speed, ring him up, got him, looking, called strike three. Benjamin Bailey is down, looking at strike three for the second out of the third inning. It'll send it to Misael Gonzalez. Runner still at second and two down in the inning. Santos's pitch count is getting up there. He's already at 66 punch-outs. 66 pitches, I should say. Here in this ballgame, he's only through 2 2/3 as well. Gonzalez will dig in. 1-2 down. Here's the pitch from Santos. Heavy, swing and a miss. 0-1 count. Gonzalez will walk last time up. One of two walks issued in that second inning by Santos. Takes a long look at second, does the right. 0-1. Low and outside, Guillamo makes a backhanded stab. Count a move 1-1 on Misael Gonzalez. There is an arm warming for Fayetteville down the left field line. Can't quite make out who it is down there. 1-1. Check swing of the plate. He goes around, says home plate umpire Charlie Welling. 1-2 now the count. Looks like the righty warming up down the line is Jason Schroeder for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Santos on the bump, though. Here's the 1-2. Off speed, just a bit off the plate to Misael Gonzalez. Count will move 2-2. Santos, the tall righty. Last time out, he only was able to go through three innings. 2-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Heavy swing and a miss from Misael Gonzalez. That is strike three. Santos picks up his fourth punch out of the night. It is Misael Gonzalez swinging and missing at strike three. That concludes the third of tonight's ballgame. Ballers and Peckers are in the series opener. Woodpeckers lead 4-3 over Kannapolis here in the top of the fourth inning. We'll head to the top of the fourth after a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll get you all the details on everything when we return. Harris Ramirez, Rivas, and Guillamo do up in the top of the fourth inning. Woodpeckers and Ballers, 4-3 your score. Fayetteville over Kannapolis, top four here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Brooks Goswine on the bump. He'll deliver the 1-0 pitch. It's swung on and lifted high and foul by Harris Ramirez. We'll do another one at 1-1. Ramirez last time up, a strikeout back in the second inning. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, one of only two punch-out victims on the night for Brooks Goswine here in this barn burner of a series opener. 1-1, lifted high and foul by Yuris Ramirez. Another one coming at 1-2. Looks like there is an arm, different arm now warming for Fayetteville down the line. 1-2 count, still top four here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Here's the 1-2 from Goswine. Fastball just a bit inside. Goswine wanted the call. Nonetheless, we'll move it now 2-2. On deck is Rainier Rivas, the left fielder. Here's a 2-2 from the lefty, Goswine. Off speed, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. It is the third punch out of the night for Brooks Goswine. Yuris Ramirez now 0-2 with two strikeouts on the evening. Rainier Rivas, left fielder, will dig in. He's 0-1. Rainier Rivas, last time up, he had a ground down back on the second. First pitch from the lefty is just a bit off the plate. Another one coming at 1-0. Ballers trail 4-3 after a flurry of offense in the third. Rivas, weak grounder to first base. DJ Gladney makes the backhand grab and steps on the bag at first. Four out at number two. It's a 3-U in the book for the second out of the fourth inning. That will send it to Freddie Guillamo, catcher, for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the nine hole for Fayetteville. Guillamo last time up, a ground out back in the second inning. Cuts on the pitch and lifts it high and foul. We'll do another one coming at 0-1 on Guillamo. Jackson Hallmark, right fielder, waiting on deck. Goswine, the lefty, is fourth inning of action. He's picked up three punch outs along the way. Pitch to Guillamo is well up and away on an 82-mile-an-hour pitch. It looked like it was slipping off the hand of Goswine. 1-1 count on Freddie Guillamo. Here's the 1-1 from Goswine. Check swing, ends up getting a piece of it. I don't think Guillamo fully wanted to swing at that pitch. However, he got a piece of it, and the count moves 1-2. Goswine holds the glove over his face. 1-2, here's the pitch. Up and in on Guillamo. We'll do another one coming at 2-2. In top of the order, Jackson Hallmark due up. He is on deck. Here's a 2-2 from the lefty. Off speed, was swung on and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Very, very late swing from Freddie Guillamo. And Goswine picks up his fourth strikeout of the evening. A 1-2-3 inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers at the plate. That'll set it now bottom of the fourth. It is a 4-3 ball game in favor of the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Fayetteville has a new arm out on the bump. 6'2", 185-pound righty from Santiago, Dominican Republic. Born on May the 19th of 2002. He spent 2021 at the Florida Complex League. It's number 29, Edinson Batista. Out there on the bump, the second arm used by Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in this ballgame. In relief of Alex Santos, who goes three innings, allowing three runs on three hits by the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's 8-9-1, two up in the order. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. First pitch is a bit off the plate, 1-0, your count. Edinson Batista will dig in. He has a 3.27 ERA. He's 4-3 on the year for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Cuts on the 1-0, does Sanchez. Grounded to third. Whitaker with a clean play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out, number one. It's a 5-3 ground out for Sanchez. He's now 0-1 on the evening. That'll send James Beard, center fielder, to the plate. Beard 0-1 tonight with a strikeout. Batista, 6'2", righty. Again, 4-3 with a 3.27 ERA. First pitch is in there to Beard, 0-1 your count. Pitched the first quality start of his career back on at June the 19th against Kannapolis. Six innings, four hits, no runs. 0-1 a bit up and away on Beard. Count will move 1-1. Six innings again at four hits, no runs, two walks, five punch-outs to the righty. 1-1. Bit of a weird arm slot from Batista. Nonetheless, 1-2 count as Beard cuts on and misses. Atwood, the second baseman, the leadoff batter on deck. He'll deliver the 1-2. Bit low and inside of James Beard. It is now a 2-2 offering. He was the last pitcher to make his low-A debut with Fayetteville in 2021. Pitched a scoreless inning in relief on the final day of the season last year. 2-2 for the righty. Upstairs and away. Check swinging does not go around, says Jalen Goodman. Count runs full on James Beard. Strikeout looking in the second. James Beard, the fastest man in minor league baseball. Digging in against the sidewinder. And Edinson Batista, different arm slot there. 3-2 up and away, ball four. And the trickery from Edinson Batista doesn't quite work. Beard on base for the first time tonight with a one-out walk back to the top of the order. And Andy Atwood now. Atwood 1-for-2 on the day. He's got a single and a pop-out. 1-for-2 on the night. Extending his on-base streak is Andy Atwood. A couple of ballers with some notable streaks. Atwood now at 9 games in a row. Colby Smelly now at 13 games in a row of reaching base. West Cath extending it to 7 as well with a walk back in the first. Ballers offense finding ways to contribute. Atwood gets a butt down. He lands just a bit foul, and nobody on the Fayetteville defense was ready for that. 0-1 count on Andy Atwood as the ball landed foul. Good surprise attack from the Tulip Washington product, Andy Atwood. Of course, there's other games going on in the Carolina League tonight, and we are watching them pretty closely. Top of the fourth inning in Carolina, the Mudcats trailing the Down East Wood Ducks by a score of 8-4. Wood Ducks leading over the Mudcats. 0-1 of it off the plate. 1-1 count now on Atwood. Salem Red Sox leading the Lynchburg Hillcats, losing to the Lynchburg Hillcats, I should say, 5-4. Bottom of the third up in Salem, Virginia. Charleston trailing to the Myrtle Beach Falcons 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning up there. Runner going on the 1-1. Pitch to the plate is outside. Throw in the second, and they got him. What an arm behind the dish by Freddie Guillamo, and James Beard is out on a 2-4 putout as the second baseman, Loper Fido, made the coverage there. Second out of the inning is James Beard getting nailed out on a caught stealing. 2-1 count, two down. Andy Atwood still at the plate. Here's the pitch from Batista. Fastball in there now, 2-2. Again, Myrtle Beach over Charleston, 1-0, bottom of the fifth. Fred Nats lead the Shorebirds, 1-0, bottom of the fourth up in Delmarva. And then Augusta leading over Columbia, 3-1, top of the fifth inning. Down at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. 2-2 off the plate, count will run full as he gets by Guillamo and all the way to the backstop. Full count on Atwood. Looking to reach base for the second time tonight. West Cath awaiting on deck. Full count offering. Here's the pitch from Edinson Batista. Hard grounder up the middle. Backhanded diving stop by Lo Perfido. Does he get the throw off? Is it in time? No. Tough play over at second by Lo Perfido. Absolute amazing effort from the former Duke Blue Devil. Nonetheless, 100-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Andy Atwood. It's just enough, and he is at first base safely. It's the second hit of the night, a multi-hit game for Andy Atwood. Wes Kath will now dig in with one on and a two down. Give Lo Perfido a lot of credit over there at second. Had to cover some ground to his right. He made a crossbody throw from his hips. Pitch in there, 0-1 on Wes Kath from Edinson Batista. Lo Perfido was basically laying on his side in the dirt in the infield. He still threw it across his body. Kath cuts on the 0-1, fouls it off down the line, heads up down there. Starter Brooks Goswine almost getting hit with that one. Count will move 0-2 on Kath. Bottom four ballers trail by one run. 0-2 count, two down. Bottom four, runner going. Pitch is gets by the catcher in Guillamo. Advancing to second. Now he's going to try for third is Andy Atwood. Throwing to third base. Did they get him? Yes, they did. Andy Atwood swipes second base safely. It's a stolen base. And then he tries to get greedy and swipe third while he's at it. But it is a 2-5 putout for the third out of the fourth inning. West Cats at bat will be continued in the fifth inning. Well, we'll send it to the top of the fifth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 4-3, still your score. Fayetteville over Kannapolis. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the ever-dreaded top of the order. Two up the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the fifth inning. Brooks Goswine back out of the bump is a fifth inning of action. First pitch is a curveball in there. 0-1, your count now on at Jackson Hallmark. Joey Lo Perfido and Logan Cerny following the order. Here's the 0-1 from Goswine. Another breaking ball just a bit upstairs on Jackson Hallmark. 1-1, your count. Hallmark has reached base twice tonight. He's got a walk and a double here in this ball game. The series opener. Just a quick three-game sprint. 1-1. Check swing. He did not go fully around, but it doesn't matter. The off-speed pitch from Goswine is in there. 1-2, your count. Goswine has lowered the ERA down to a 4.20. However, he has allowed four runs here in this game. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. It's a foul tip from Jackson Hallmark, and it's a strikeout to open up the fifth inning for Brooks Goswine. That is punch out number five on the night. One down, top five for Joey Lo Perfido. Lo Perfido, again, has reached base twice tonight. Both of them, he's actually advanced to second base on the play as well. an error in the first inning, allowing him to reach second. His pitch is low at the plate. 1-0 now on Joey Loperfido. Then a double back in the third. He does have an RBI on the night. 1-0 from the lefty, Goswine. Off speed, just a bit off the plate. Count will move 2-0. Loperfido, former Duke Blue Devil. 6 foot, 495-pound lefty bat from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 2-0 fastball from Goswine in there. Count will move 2-1. Seventh round pick in 2021 out of the university up in Durham called Duke University. The Blue Devils, 2-1. Heavy swing and a foul tip by Loperfido. Back to the back screen. Count will move 2-2. Goswine puts the glove up near his nose. Here's the 2-2. Hard liner up the middle, played by Sanchez. He makes the grab on the air for out number two of the fifth inning. L6 in the book for Joey Loperfido on a hard liner to short. La Chispa makes the play. Two down, nobody on for Logan Cerny. Well, here comes trouble. 2-for-2-9 for Logan Cerny. He's got a single in the third, a stolen base. He's also got a double. Lefty Goswine delivers the pitch. It's a bit low and inside. Here's the 1-0. Count now on Logan Cerny. 1-0 from Goswine. Hard liner up the middle into center field for a base knock. And Logan Cerny's night just keeps going his way. 106-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Logan Cerny. 3-for-3 night. He's got two singles and a double to his name. One on, two down for Victor Mascai. Entering tonight, Logan Cerny really not that impressive against the lefty bat, the lefty pitching, I should say. Just 231 on the year against lefties. However, he's doing pretty well tonight. 3-for-3. Pitch in there to Mascai, 0-1 count. Goswine's pitch count getting up there. He's just shy of 80 pitches. Looks like Halen Green getting loose out there for the ballers. 0-1 off the plate. Count will move 1-1 on Mascai. Mascai flew out in the first. He reached on a walk in the third inning. Green the side-arming southpaw from Texas Christian University. Out warming in the bullpen for the ballers. 1-1 runner going. Off speed of the plate is off the plate. Throw in the second is not in time. And there is stolen bag number 30 on the year for Logan Cerny. It's his second one of the night. That is his 30th. Stolen base on the year. He leads the team. 2-1 count on Victor Mascai. Runner in scoring position. Goswine the look at second, 2-1. Weak grounder to first, DJ Gladney makes the routine play. He'll step on the bag with his right foot. Four out, number three. It's a 3-U ground out for Victor Mascai for the third out of the fifth inning. For the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who lead 4-3 after 4.5. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers trail 4-3. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. We still have some work to do, but there's plenty of baseball left here in Kannapolis.
Here we go. We get the pepperonis on the screen. On your mark, get set,
Meet of the order due up for the Ballers, bottom of the fifth inning. They trail 4-3 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Edinson Batista back out of the bump, his second inning of action. He'll face Wes Kath, DJ Gladdy, and Wilfred Veras here in this series opener on a beautiful Friday evening here in Kannapolis. Here's the pitch, and Kath cuts on it, fouls it off, heads up over there, as actually will bounce off of the Sky Lounge facing, head down into the seating bowl, heads up down there. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Batista. Kath cuts on it. Another pop-up. This one is foul. It'll land on the roof over the press box here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do another one at 0-2. Kath on the evening. He reached back in the first of the walk. 0-2 from Batista. Swung and a miss for strike three. Three pitches and one out. As Wes Kath swings and misses his second punch out of the night. One down, nobody on for DJ Gladney. Gladney a fly out of the first and a walk in the third. Because there is now an arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. It is not Halen Green. Looks like it's the big tall righty Lane Ramsey on a rehab assignment. Pitch off the plate to Gladney. 1-0 is your count. 1-0, here's the pitch from Batista. Swung on, grounded just a bit foul. 1-0 becomes now 1-1. Gladney, the first baseman, a fly out of the first and a walk in the third. He ended up scoring in that wild third inning. Here's the 1-1 from Batista. Swung and a miss for strike two. 1-2 now the count on it. DJ Gladney. Ballers have two pitchers on rehab here on the roster. Jeremiah Burke and Lane Ramsey. One of them's warming up down there. It's the big, tall, 6'9" Oklahoma guy, Lane Ramsey. 1-2 is fouled off by DJ Gladney. Count will move 1-2. Gladney on base tonight already with a walk. Still searching for his first base hit. 1-2 from Batista. Off speed upstairs. Count will move even now at 2-2. 6'2", 285-pound righty is Edinson Batista. Last time he pitched back on the 15th, exactly a week ago. Six innings. He got the loss, actually, in that one. 2-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. Is the second punch out in a row for Edinson Batista. Swing and a miss from Kath and now from DJ Gladney. Two down, nobody on for Wilfred Veras. Veras tonight reaching on a fielder's choice in the first and a single in the third inning, as well as a flurry of other offense, and Veras is plunked with a fastball from Edinson Batista up and in on the ribs, and that will be a hit-by-pitch. And Veras is on base for the third time tonight, and he's reached base in completely different ways in each of his three plate appearances tonight. Well, he'll take first base. Colby Smelly, catcher, will dig in. 1-for-2 on the night as Veras slowly walks over to first base. Trainer Jeremy Niebusch, not even going to worry about him. He's okay. Haley Drollinger down there keeping a close eye as well. No worries, though. Veras is all right. It'll be a bruise tomorrow, but he's at first base safely. Pitch up and in on Smelly, but called a strike at the plate by Charlie Welling. Another one coming at 0-1. Tough call behind the plate. That pitch was welling up and in from my vantage point here. Smelly, hard grounder into the hole in the 0-1. Whitaker, the third baseman, makes the play. Hill fired a second in time for the force out. Four out, number three. It's a 5-4 put out of Wilfred Veras. Colby Smelly grounds into a fielder's choice. Well, new arm on the way for the Kannapolis Cannonballers when we return. The tall righty, Lane Ramsey, will enter the ballgame in his first appearance out of a rehab assignment when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Well, one of Kannapolis's golden boys is back. 6'9", 245-pound, 26-year-old from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 23rd round pick in a 2018 by the Chicago White Sox. Spent 2019 with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Now he's back on a rehab assignment. Lane Ramsey is on the bump. The big, tall righty throwing at 98, 99 miles an hour with consistency. Wearing number 6 out there is Lane Ramsey. He's on a rehab assignment from the AAA Charlotte Knights. Again, he reached as high as AAA last year. Now he's down on a rehab assignment. He'll deliver the first pitch of the top of the sixth inning to Tyler Whitaker. A bit low and inside, 96. 1-0 is your count. Lane Ramsey, again, he's only pitched two games here in 2022. Oh no, the 10.80 ERA. Pitched two games with the Arizona Complex League. Rehabbing from a little bit of a problem back in spring training as the 1-0 lifted high in the air into left field. After it is Benjamin Bailey makes the grab for out number one. It's AF7 in the book for Tyler Whitaker, who's now 0-3 on the day. Leo Zanimolina, shortstop, will dig in. He's 0-2. Ramsey in the ball game is the third time he's pitched in a ball game here in 2022. He did pitch for the Kannapolis Intimidators back in 2019. Came in 31 games, 4-6, the 2.75 ERA, 52 and a third innings pitched. As Leo's Danny Molina digs in, first pitch from the hard, throwing right, he swung and a miss for strike one. 0-1 is your count. 44 strikeouts, 20 walks. Lane Ramsey picking up four saves in 2019 as well. Again, he was only throwing 93-94 in Kannapolis in 2019. Now, though, since going up the system with the White Sox, he's now throwing with consistency anywhere from 96 to 99. Pitch fouled back by Molina. 0-2 is now the count. Molina with a fly out back in the first and a ground out back in the third. It's Ramsey, the former Oklahoma Sooner, out there on the bump. 0-2, here's the pitch. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Lane Ramsey picks up his first punch out of his rehab stint here in Kannapolis. It's Leo's Danny Molina. Two down now in the sixth inning for Yuris Ramirez, a DH. 98 miles an hour on a fastball from the big, tall righty. That's the Lane Ramsey we know and love here in Kannapolis. One of the fan favorites. I know we've had a bunch of people come on out to support one of the fan favorites from the bullpen in 2019. Pitch a bit low and outside. 1-0 to Yuris Ramirez. 97 on the radar gun. Ramsey's got a three-pitch mix. A fastball, a splitter, and a slider. At least it's what he was working with in 2019. I still got to ask him, make sure that's still what he's throwing. To my knowledge, though, that is what he's still got. 1-0 from the big, tall righty. Hard liner into left center field. It'll drop and roll to the wall. Bailey O'Field headed for second is Yuris Ramirez. Throw comes in from the outfield. It's a weak one, and that will allow Yuris Ramirez to reach base. It is a two-out double for the Woodpeckers DH. He's on base for the first time tonight. 108-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Yuris Ramirez. That'll send Rainier Rivas, the left fielder, to the dish. Well, when you have a pitcher that throws hard, such as Lane Ramsey, you're going to get those higher exit velocities. Of course, any action has an equal and opposite reaction. If you got a bat coming in with a heavy swing and a heavy pitch coming off the arm of Lane Ramsey, you're going to have some high exit velocities. Nonetheless, Rainier Rivas will ding in. Runner at second. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swung on, foul tipped at the plate. 96 miles an hour on a pitch inside. 0-1 is your count. Ramsey really working the fastball tonight. He's not doing much in the way of off-speed. He doesn't really need to. His delivery is very tricky. He hides the ball well. Of course, 6'9" is it's a big dude on the pump. 0-1. Swing and a miss in the dirt by Rivas. Count a move 0-2. Guillamo, the catcher's on deck. Top of the sixth inning. Woodpeckers lead 4-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The sun's setting. Beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. Ballers, their second rehab appearance on the year. Jeremiah Burke joining last week. Now Lane Ramsey out there on the bump. Here in this top of the sixth inning, Woodpeckers lead 4-3. As Ramsey will step off on the bump. 0-2 remains the count on Rainier Rivas, who's 0-2. Is the left fielder. Decent lead at second for Yuris Ramirez. 0-2 on the way from the righty. Swung on heavy, liner up the middle. Ramsey makes the play. He's going to pick the ball up, fire to first, and it is in time for out number three. Whew, deep sigh of relief. Lane Ramsey, check your shorts, my friend. Nonetheless, bottom six headed your way in just a moment. That is a four batters faced for Lane Ramsey in his first inning of action. A 1-3 line out from Rainier Rivas. Bottom six headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Seven-eight, two up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the sixth inning, Benjamin Bailey, Misael Gonzalez, Wilbur Sanchez due up here in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bailey cuts on the first pitch. We grounder to first base. Making the backhanded play is Victor Mascai. He'll step on the bag for out number one. Does Benjamin Bailey a 3-U. One pitch, one out. Edison Batista through two and a third now. That'll send Misael Gonzalez right fielder to the plate. Misael Gonzalez, a walk back in the second, a strikeout back in the third. Gonzalez has reached base. Edinson Batista, though, will get his first matchup against Misa. Pitch up and in on Misael Gonzalez. 1-0 is your count. Ballers trail by one. They trail 4-3. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Absolutely beautiful night for baseball as Gonzalez cuts on the 1-0, fouls it off. Another one coming at 1-1. Woodpeckers on a four-game losing streak. They're looking to snap that. Ballers have traded wins and losses in each of their last three games. Trends say they're due for a win. 1-1 from Batista. Off speed, a bit upstairs. 2-1 now on Misa. Ballers tied for first place with the Columbia Fireflies in the South Division. Looking to hold on. 2-1 off speed again, low and outside. 3-1 now on Gonzalez. Gonzalez, of course, 12th round pick in 2019 out of Bayamón, Puerto Rico. Here's a 3-1 from Batista. Hard grounder to third. Tyler Whitaker makes a diving effort at it, but it lands foul. Doesn't matter anyway. Count will run full now on Misael Gonzalez. Batter at the plate for Kannapolis. Left fielder and Rivas will retrieve. Looks like an arm warming for the Ballers down the line. Looks like Bowen Plagey getting loose out there down the right field line. Three, two count, one out, bottom six. Here's the pitch from Batista. Grounder to shortstop. Leo's Danny Molina makes the play at short. He'll fire. Throw his air in, and the tag is not applied over there at first base. It'll go down as an E6 on the throw from Leo's Danny Molina. The throw pulls him off the bag. At first does Mascai. Gonzalez reaches on a E6. It'll send Wilbur Sanchez to the dish. One on and one out. Error on the throw for Leo's Danny Molina. So Gonzalez on base for the second time tonight. Sanchez, the spark, looking to provide a spark. First pitch, heavy, swing and a miss on and off speed. 0-1 your count. James Beard, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Bottom six, Woodpeckers lead 4-3 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Batista's pitch off the plate. Guillamo makes the play, though. He moves behind the dish to his right. 1-1 count. James Beard, center fielder, waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Another off-speed, low and outside. Guillamo can't corral that one cleanly, but doesn't matter. Count will move 2-1. Gonzalez at first, taking a great lead. Sanchez wiggled the bat over the right shoulder. Here's a 2-1 runner going. Grounder to third base, making the play is Whitaker to his left. He'll fire to first in time for the out. But advancing to second on the play will be Misael Gonzalez. Wilbur Sanchez trying to get a hit and run going, but it's a 5-3 ground out. Two down, a runner in scoring position for James Beard. Well, Sanchez had the right idea. He just wasn't able to get a good enough contact as the ball was grounded to third. Tyler Whitaker was playing in on the play. Had to move to his left and make a stabbing effort with the glove, flashing the leather out there. His Beard cuts on the pitch and misses. 0-1 count, a sword attempt from James Beard. Tyler Whitaker listed as an outfielder in the roster for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, but he can play third. He's got a strong enough arm. 0-1 from Batista. Heavy swing and a miss from James Beard. Count will move 0-2. Noticing that Edison Batista really not throwing that hard. He's throwing a lot of off speed. A lot of high 70s, low 80s stuff from Edison Batista. 0-2. Gets past Guillamo behind the dish and advancing to third on the play will be Misael Gonzalez. Wild pitch. Allowing Gonzalez to advance to third on the play. So now runner at third. Two down, 1-2 count on Beard. Andy Atwood, top of the order on deck. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says infield umpire in Jalen Goodman. And James Beard is down swinging at strike three. That will conclude the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers trail 4-3 here in Kannapolis. Top seven headed your way.
Ballers,
Freddie Guillamo cuts on the first pitch from the new arm on the bump. Bowen Plagey and flies it into center field. James Beard makes the grab on the run. Four out, number one. One pitch, one out. I can barely put my headset on. And Guillamo already is the first out at the top of the seventh inning. So now that'll dig in Jackson Hallmark, the right fielder, top of the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. New arm on the bump for Kannapolis. It is the righty, 6 foot two, 210 pound, 24-year-old, a free agent signee in 2022. Jacksonville, Florida product. He is also went to Auburn and St. Mary's College of Maryland as, oh my goodness, wasting no time in the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the seventh inning. A grounder up the middle into center for a base knock. Jackson Hallmark, two pitches, and we've already had an out and a single here in this top of the seventh. Runner on and one down for these two-hole man and Joey Loperfido. Owen Plagey is out there on the bump. His third pitcher used by Guillermo Quiroz tonight. 1-3 with a 6.82 ERA. 30 and a third innings pitch, 25 hits. Pitch from Plagey is low, and Smelly can't find it. Throw into second is not in time, and advancing on the play will be Hallmark. We'll go down as a pass ball on a Colby Smelly. So Hallmark advancing on a pass ball. So now runner on second. Still just one down in the inning. Plagey on the bump, 1-3, 6.82 ERA. He last pitched back on the 6th of July against the Carolina Mudcats. Loperfido will dig in. He's reached base twice tonight. Last time up, though, a liner to the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez. Here's the pitch from Plagey. Just a bit inside to Loperfido. Another one coming to 2-0. Plagey, one of the hidden gems by the Chicago White Sox. A great find. It's been assigned to Kannapolis here. Loperfido lends a 2-0 into right field. That's going to be trouble. Rolling into the gap and all the way to the wall. Scoring in the play will be Jackson Hallmark. It's another RBI double for Joey Loperfido. His second double on the night. He's now reached base three times tonight on a 108-mile-an-hour exit velocity fly ball into right center field by Joey Loperfido. That is now a runner on second. One down top of the seventh for Logan Cerny, the center fielder. Logan Cerny will dig in. He's got a three-hit night. 3-for-3 at the plate. Is the center fielder from Decatur, Georgia. Pitch is a bit low and away from Plagey. 1-0 your count. Plagey did pitch against the Salem Red Sox back on July the 14th. So he hasn't pitched in over 8 days. 2 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. As Cerny lines the 1-0 into left field for a base knock. It'll be a station-to-station base knock. Advancing to third on the play will be Lo Perfido. Another hard-hit ball from Logan Cerny, who is now 4-for-4 on the night. 101-mile-an-hour exit velocity grounder from Cerny into left field. 4-for-4 night for Logan Cerny. Top prospect in the Houston Astros organization. That'll send Victor Mascot to the plate. 2 on and 1 down. Top 7 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Woodpeckers lead 5-3 after another RBI double from Joey Lo Perfido. Runner going on the pitch. Plagey delivers the pitch. It's a ball to the plate. Throw in a second. What they're going to do is they're going to cut it off. As Sanchez cuts it off, Cerny will take second. It's a stolen base. That's his third stolen base on the night. What a night for Logan Cerny. 4 hits and 3 stolen bases. It's now 31 stolen bags on the year. For one of the Carolina League's deadliest offensive weapons, Logan Cerny. 1-0 from Plagey to Mascot. Heavy swing and a miss from the Woodpeckers' first baseman. 1-1 your count. So now runners on second and third. You're in the top of the seventh inning. Infield playing in. The lefty bat Mascot at the plate. 1-1. Off the plate and away. From Bowen Plagey, count will move 2-1. Victor Mascot actually returning after a bit of a stint on the injured list. He suffered a concussion back on June the 23rd. Cuts on the 2-1 and misses from Plagey, count will move 2-2. He's done pretty well against Kannapolis, 17-for-49. He's got 5 homers, 7 doubles, 12 RBI. Doing pretty well against Kannapolis pitching. 2-2 in the dirt, picked out by Smelly. Count will now run full. Open base at first, but that would load the bases. Tyler Whitaker will dig in. Whitaker, a low batting average and a lot of strikeouts, but he is a top prospect for a reason. 3-2 from Plagey. Swing and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Victor Mascot is a punch-out victim here in the seventh inning. Bowen Plagey picks up his first punch-out of the evening. It is out number 2 here in this top of the seventh inning. So 2 on, 2 down for Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker 0-for-3 on the night. He's got a ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout. Plagey takes a deep breath and comes set. Pitch to Whitaker is a bit inside. Count will move 1-0. Whitaker's averaged down to a 162 on the year. He's also got 127 strikeouts now. 1-0 in the dirt again, picked out by Smelly. Colby Smelly is getting some work behind the dish. Count will move 2-0 on Tyler Whitaker. Beautiful Friday night it's turned out to be here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Woodpeckers doing business for the first time in a 3-game set. Then the Ballers will host Columbia for 6 games here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's going to be a fun week of baseball here in Kannapolis. 2-0. A bit low to Whitaker. Count a move now 3-0. Of course, it all culminates with our Hawaiian shirt giveaway next Sunday. Cheerwine Luau Day here at the ballpark. Be sure to grab your tickets and get in line early. 3-0 right down Broadway. Get me over fastball from Plagey. 3-1 count. Cheerwine Luau in the plans next Sunday against Columbia. I've heard fans say they're going to get here about 3 hours before gates open for one of those Hawaiian shirts. Maybe you want to get here early. 3-1 lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 3-2. I personally may do a great favor for all of our fans who are here that early for a Hawaiian shirt. You got to reward them for sticking it out. 3-2, just a bit low and outside. Ball 4, Tyler Whitaker is on base for the first time tonight here in this seventh inning. So now bases loaded, 2 down for Leo's Danny Molina. Top of the seventh, Fayetteville leading 5-3, Plagey on the bump. Molina will dig in. Bases are chucked full of Peckers here in the top of the seventh inning. Pitch up and in on Molina. They're going to say it hit him. It's going to be a hit by pitch, and John Eli is going to come out and disagree with the call. Nonetheless, it's a bases loaded hit by pitch from Plagey. Now the Woodpeckers lead 6-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Molina will take first base on a HBP. Second goes Whitaker. Third goes Cerny, and Lo Perfido scores on a hit by pitch. 6-3, now your score in favor of Fayetteville. John Eli will come out for the second time tonight and chat with Bowen Plagey. Bases still chuck full of Peckers. Top seven, two down. Yuris Ramirez is going to dig in. He's 1-for-3 on the night with a double. He does have two strikeouts, both of those coming against Brooks Goswine. He was able to get a double off of Lane Ramsey last half inning. Ramsey's night is done. He does allow the one hit, but he does pick up a strikeout as well. Does the tall righty from Oklahoma. Goswine's night obviously done. Five innings, five hits, four runs, three earned, two walks, and five punchouts. ERA goes up to a 4.14. First pitch from Plagey to Yuris Ramirez is in there. 0-1 when you're counting now on Yuris Ramirez. DH in the order for Joe Fowne and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 6-foot righty from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. 0-1 of it inside. Kettle move 1-1 on Yuris Ramirez. 23 years of age. He spent all of 2021 with Fayetteville. Did struggle with injuries. Was an international free agent signing in 2015 by the Houston Astros. 1-1 a bit off the plate from Bowen Plagey. Count move 2-1. Woodpeckers have now sent eight to the plate. They've spent eight batters to the plate here in this inning. 2-1, hard grounder up the middle into center for a base knock. Scoring the play will be Cerny. Scoring the play will be Whitaker. It'll be another two runs crossing the plate for Fayetteville. Cerny scores, Whitaker scores. Molina moves to third. Yuris Ramirez is on first base with a RBI single. 106-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Yuris Ramirez. And now that poses a lot of trouble. Runners on the corners and still two down for Rainer Rivas, a ninth batter of the inning. Well, Fayetteville's bats have come alive here in this ballgame. They've been able to get eight runs on 10 hits here against Kannapolis in this ballgame. It's been a bit of a messy one tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark for both sides, nonetheless. Runner going at first as the pitch gets by the catcher, Smelly, and scoring on the play will be Leo's Danny Molina. Advancing to second on the play is going to be Yuris Ramirez. It'll go down as a passed ball on Colby Smelly, second one of the inning. So it gets by the catcher, Smelly. Rivas is at the plate with a 1-0 count against Bowen Plagey. At second base is Yuris Ramirez. Plagey comes set, 1-0. Heavy swing and a foul tip by Rivas. 1-1 count. Fayetteville's put up five runs here in the seventh inning. There are still two down. Has not been the night for Bowen Plagey that he's wanted. Seen the ERA climb now to a 7.55. 1-1. Grounder, broken bat to second base. Andy Atwood makes the play. He'll fire to first in time for the third out of the inning. Well, Fayetteville sends at 9 to the plate, and they rattle off 5 runs in the inning thanks to a grand total of 4 hits in the evening for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the seventh inning. Well, we're stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The lead just grew from bad to worse for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers over the Kannapolis Cannon Ballers. Bottom seven headed your way here in just a quick moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Top of the order, two up, bottom seven here in Kannapolis. Andy Atwood digs in. First pitch is up and in, and that is now a 1-0 count. Atwood at the dish. He'll be followed by Wes Kath and DJ Gladney in the order. Bottom seven, Woodpeckers lead 9-3 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 fastball is in there. Count will move 1-1 now on Atwood. The righty in Batista back out there for another inning of action. It is his fourth inning of work. 1-1. Hard liner into left field. Right at Rivas, who makes a leaping effort. He doesn't make the grab, though. Atwood's going to advance to second on the play. It's got to go down as an E7. As Rivas can't make the catch out there and left on a hard liner from Andy Atwood. 107-mile-an-hour exit velocity. It'll go down as an error out in left on Rivas. Atwood is now at second to lead off the seventh, and Wes Kath will dig in. One on and nobody out. Well, we thought for sure Rivas was going to make that play on the run. However, he had it, and then he dropped it. Pitch is in there, 0-1 now on Wes Kath. He did make what I would call an extraordinary effort. However, it looked like he caught it and then dropped it, which would be an error. 0-1, lifted high and foul. 0-2 count now on Wes Kath. Atwood on base for the third time tonight. Wes Kath was on base last in the first inning. He's got two strikeouts since then. In the third and fifth. Fourth error of the night for Fayetteville in the field tonight. 0-2, this one's hard line into center field. Logan Cerny camps under it, makes the grab on a back track for out number one. Headed to third on the play is Andy Atwood. F8 in the book for Wes Kath. He does put a ball in play, but it is the first out of the seventh. DJ Gladney will dig in, runner on third, one down. DJ Gladney will dig in, reached base on a walk back in the third. He also scored. Has not gotten a hit tonight yet. Batista's pitch is up and in, 1-0. That's got to be frustrating out and left if you're Rivas. Because now you've put your team in a tough spot. Runner at third is Andy Atwood. Batista with a deep breath. Here's the 1-0. Up and in on Gladney. Almost hits him in the chinny chin chin. Got to move 2-0. Batista's fourth inning of action. Through 3 1/3, he's got three punch-outs. 2-0, fastball is upstairs, but in there. 2-1 count now on a DJ Gladney. Good pitch by Batista. Working a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Here's the pitch from the righty. Weak swing and a swinging bunt lands foul. A whole bunch of backspin. Looks like a swinging bunt off the bat of DJ Gladney. It looked like it was up the middle from my vantage point. See, that's the tough part about some of the calls here in the press box is we're off center of it from home plate. So it's tougher to see some of the calls. Nonetheless, ball lands foul, 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from Batista. Swung on, lifted high, and foul by DJ. Count will move 2-2 again. Gladney wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Here's a 2-2. Up and in on Gladney. Count will run full. Getting at a walk back in the thirds. A flyout and a strikeout as well. 3-2 count. One out. Batista comes set. Here's the offering. Swung on. Foul tipped off the mask of Freddie Guillamo. Another one coming at 3-2. Wilfred Veras, DH, awaiting on deck. Bottom seven, Ballers trail 9-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's quickly gone from bad to worse. 3-2 from Batista. Hard grounded to third. Whitaker has to backhand it. He'll make the play and fire to first. It is in time at first, four out, number two. Good play at third by Tyler Whitaker. Not a gold glove play, but a tougher than routine play. Staying at third will be Andy Atwood. So two down, runner stays at third for Wilfred Veras. Ferras will dig in. Had a single back in the third. He's reached base in every plate appearance tonight. Pitch in there, 0-1 on an off-speed pitch from Batista. Ferras, a fielder's choice in the first, a single in the third, and a hit-by-pitch in the fifth inning. Here's the 0-1. Big swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. He wanted to send that ball to one place and one pace only. That was Laureate Way out in left field, out of the ballpark. 0-2 count on a Wilfred Ferras. He's had a good stretch of offense. 0-2, swung and a miss on and off speed again from Batista for strike three. Picks up his fourth punch out of the night for the third out of the seventh inning. Well, we're through seven here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Fayetteville leads 9-3 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network here live. New arm on the way. Looks like Halen Green will get an appearance here in this ball game. Top of the eighth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Woodpeckers lead 9-3 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Halen Green, the side-winding southpaw, is the new arm in the ballgame for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-1 count on a Freddie Guillamo. Green, the lefty, will come set, deliver the 0-1. Another heavy swing and a miss from Guillamo. We'll move now 0-2. Green, 5'11", 185-pound, 24-year-old, 20th-round pick in 2021 out of Lufkin, Texas, and Texas Christian University, former TCU Horned Frog, is Halen Green. 0-2 count now. The pitch is low inside. Count will move 1-2 on Freddie Guillamo. Jackson Hallmark, right fielder, is on deck. Joey Loper, Fido, second baseman, is in the hole. 1-2. Lifted high in the air by Guillamo. Foul. We'll do another one at 1-2. Halen Green, 0-0, the 3.40 ERA, 39 and two-thirds innings, 34 hits, 19 runs, 15 earned, 41 strikeouts, 10 walks. He pitched twice against the Salem Red Sox last week. 1-2, hard grounder to short. Wilbur Sanchez moves to his left and makes the play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out number one. It is a 6-3 ground out for Freddie Guillamo, who is now 0-3 on the night. First out of the eighth inning is complete. That'll send it to Jackson Hallmark. Jackson Hallmark, the 23-year-old, former Nebraska Cornhusker, is Jackson Hallmark. He's had a night to remember. A single, a double, a walk, and a stolen base. He cuts on the pitch and fouls it off. Another one coming at 0-1. Hallmark, a non-drafted free agent signee after the draft last year in 2021. He had 1 year of eligibility left, but he decided to go after it and play pro ball. 0-1 is just a bit off the plate from Halen Green. Another one coming at 1-1. All Big Ten first team. Out of Nebraska is Jackson Hallmark, batted 342 in college ball. 1-1, fastball is in there from Halen Green. 1-2, your count. actually led the Cornhuskers to a Big Ten championship back in 2021. Out of Midland High School in Midland, Texas. He actually pitched as well a little bit. He had a 1.12 ERA in high school. Pretty stinking good stuff. Pitch is inside. 2-2 now the count. Haylen Green just trying to get out of this half inning. He does have one down. Here's the 2-2. Swung on a little grounder to second base. Andy Atwood makes the play. He'll fire to first in time for a 4-3 ground out. Two down now in the eighth inning for Joey Loperfido, second baseman. Joey Loperfido will dig in. He's got two RBI doubles tonight, as well as an error allowing him to reach second back in the first inning. 2 for 4, two RBIs, three runs scored. Two doubles as well for the former Duke Blue Devil. First pitch from Green, right down Broadway, 85 miles an hour from Green. 0-1 your count. Loperfido actually holds the only 5-hit game in Woodpeckers franchise history. Picked it up back on June the 9th at Delmarva. Pitch is in there. 0-2 count now on Loperfido. On the year, he's got 6 homers. All of them have come in day games. For some reason, Joey Loperfido, big daytime guy. 0-2, up and in, hits him in the arm, and Haylen Green will allow a free pass to Joey Loperfido. And that spells trouble, as that is a two-out base runner on an HBP. And Mr. 4-for-4 will dig in. It's Logan Cerny. Logan Cerny, 3 singles and a double. Sounds like a Wendy's order out there. A double, a single, a stolen base, a stolen base, a single. And then a single and a stolen base in the first, third, fifth, and seventh. Now we're in the top of the eighth. His fifth at-bat of the night. Green will deliver the pitch. Fastball is just a bit off the plate to Logan Cerny. 1-0 count. Hit that big grand slam back on the 11th against the Delmarva Shorebirds. One of the highlights of the year for Fayetteville. Pitches inside, 2-0 now. Top of the eighth here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing 9-3. Haylen Green on the bump, the fourth different arm used by Kannapolis tonight. Runner going on the 2-0. Pitch to the plate is a called strike. Throw in a second. Did they get him? No, Andy Atwood can't hold on to the ball. He'll trickle loose into center field. Stolen bag for Joey Loperfido. Woodpeckers have been an aggressive bunch on the base paths tonight. That is the sixth stolen base on the night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Logan Cerny has half of them. He has 3. But oh my, lots of stealing by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight. Call them thieves. 2-1. Bit low and inside from Haylen Green. Cattle move 3-1. Logan Cerny, 22-year-old, born on September the 28th of 1999. Spent 2021 in the Phillies organization. He reached as high as the Clearwater Threshers in the Florida State League. 3-1 from Green, a off-speed pitch inside, ball 4. And for the fifth time tonight, Logan Cerny has reached base. He draws a walk, 2 down in the inning. That'll send Victor Mascai, first baseman, to the plate. Mascai will dig in. He's reached once tonight on a walk back in the third. Other than that, not too hot. A strikeout, a ground out, a flyout. Screen will come set, deliver the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, straight back by Mascai. 0-1 count. Again, a multitude of other games going on tonight in the Carolina League. None of them completed yet. However, some are close to done. Top 7, down east, leading 8-7 over the Carolina Mudcats. As Mascai lifts the 0-1 high in the air right field, after it is Misael Gonzalez. He'll camp just shy the warning track and make the grab for out at number 3. It's a F9 in the book for the third out of the eighth inning for Victor Mascai. Well, we will continue our out-of-town scoreboard when we reach the bottom of the eighth here in Kannapolis. 9-3 your score. Ballers trail for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. 5-6-7 due up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the eighth inning, Colby Smelly, the catcher, will dig in against Edinson Batista. Back out for his fifth inning of action. First pitch, bottom eight is in there, right down Broadway on a fastball. 0-1 is your count. Smelly, Bailey, and Misael Gonzalez due up in the order. Smelly with a double back in the third inning. Here's the 0-1. It's right down Broadway again on a fastball. 0-2 now the count on Smelly. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, is on deck. He's 0-3 in the night. Edinson Batista delivers the 0-2. Weak grounder up the middle to second base, Lo Perfido. Fields, fires, and retires. It is a 4-3 ground out for Colby Smelly here in the eighth inning. One down now for Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder. Benjamin Bailey is 0-3 tonight. A ground out, a strikeout, and another ground out. Hasn't quite been his night at the plate. However, anything can change with one swing of the bat. Pitch from Batista is in there. 0-1 your count on Bailey. Top seven. Down East takes an extended lead now. 10-7. Over at Five County Stadium in Zebulon against the Mudcats. 0-1 off the plate from Batista. Now 1-1. Lynchburg jumping out to a 9-5 lead over the Salem Red Sox, bottom of the seventh inning. Charleston taking the lead, 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-1 a bit off the plate, 2-1 now on Benjamin Bailey. Charleston taking a lead in that bottom of the eighth inning. Top of the eighth in Delmarva, Shorebirds lead the Frednats, 4-2. 2-1 from Batista is an off-speed off the plate, 3-1 now. And then finally, the one that Ballers fans are watching closely. Top of the eighth, the Augusta Green Jackets lead 6-2 over the Columbia Fireflies. 3-1, hard grounder into left field for a base knock. Benjamin Bailey's on base for the first time tonight with a one-out base single in it to left field. It's a single for Bailey, his first hit of the night. 102 miles an hour off the bat of the Vista Alegre Panama native. He is on first base safely. Misael Gonzalez will dig in, one on and one out. So, yes, the Ballers are trailing by 6 runs here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Columbia, though, losing 6-2 as well down at Segra Park. If all results hold, the Ballers will be still tied for first place. Gonzalez will take in, one on and one out, bottom eight. Wilbur Sanchez is on deck. Gonzalez at the plate, he reached on an error back in the sixth inning. First pitch from Batista is in there, 0-1 your count. There is an arm warming for Fayetteville down the line. Looks like a righty down there. Here's the 0-1 from Batista. A bit low and inside to Misael. Count moves 1-1. Gonzalez, a walk, a strikeout, and an error. In tonight's ballgame, he has not had a base knock yet. 1-1 from Batista. Fouled straight back by Misael Gonzalez. We'll do another one at 1-2. Batista 4-1/3. He's already at over 70 pitches on the night. In relief of starter Alex Santos, who only made it about 3 innings tonight. 1-2. Heavy swing and a miss from Misael Gonzalez for strike 3. He's down on strikes for the second time tonight. 2 outs now in the bottom of the 8th inning for Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop. Time now called in. Joe Thon, manager for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, is going to come out and chat. Looks like that is the end of the night for Edinson Batista. His night is done at over 70 pitches. Looks like 73 is the final tally. We'll have a new arm on the way for Fayetteville. When we take a quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live here in Kannapolis. Woodpeckers lead 9-3. Fayetteville's got a new arm on the bump. It's 6'2", 196-pound Roddy from Kirkland, Washington, product of Juanita High School. Second-round pick in 2018 by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's Jason Schroeder wearing number 21 out there on the bump for manager Joe Thon of the Woodpeckers. Third arm used tonight as the pitch to Wilbur Sanchez is in there. 0-1 your count. Now on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Bottom eight, ballers trail 9-3. 0-1 count, two down on Wilbur Sanchez. Bailey is at first. 0-1 fastball is up and away from Jason Schroeder. 1-1 is now your count. Jason Schroeder, grand total of 0-3 with a 6.87 ERA on the year. Hasn't had quite his best year. A lot of walk-off single back on May the 3rd against the Charleston River Dogs. 1-1 is up and in on Sanchez. 2-1 count. Schroeder started 2021 with Fayetteville. He had a 2-2 record with a 9.06 ERA. Not a good strikeout-to-walk ratio. 65 walks, 50 strikeouts. Then he was moved to the Florida Complex League. Pitched five games there. Here's a 2-1 from the righty. Up and in on Sanchez. Another chin scratcher. Another one coming at 3-1. Up on the chinny chin chin of Wilbur Sanchez. James Beard, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Schroeder comes set. 3-1. Inside ball four and a walk in the first batter faced for Jason Schroeder. Wilbur Sanchez is on base. He is reached on a walk for the second time tonight. Benjamin Bailey advancing to second on the play. Two on, two down for James Beard. Schroeder not a guy that allows a whole bunch of home runs. He does pretty well in that category. However, can't struggle with the control. He did suffer the loss on opening night in a 13-inning ball game here in Kannapolis. Pitch inside to James Beard, 1-0. Schroeder, 18 and a third innings entering tonight. Just 15 hits. He has allowed 18 runs, though. 33 walks, 17 punchouts. Again, command has been an issue all year for Schroeder. 1-0 in there. 1-1 on Beard. 2-1, two out, bottom eight. Ballers drill by six. Looking to start a rally here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Schroeder's 1-1 is low and in the dirt. Picked out by the catcher, Guillamo. 2-1 now on James Beard. Top of the order, Andy Atwood on deck. One swing of the bat here from James Beard, and this ball game could change the entire complexion. 2-1, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says infield umpire in Jalen Goodman. Count will move 2-2 now on Beard. Bailey at second, Sanchez at first. Beard denied, two strikeouts and a walk. Still searching for his first hit of the night. 2-2 from Schroeder, up and in on Beard. It's like a breaking ball slipping out of the hand of Jason Schroeder. Count moves full. Full count, two outs, bottom eight. Here's the pitch from Schroeder. Low and outside, ball four. Now back-to-back walks here in the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And now bases are chock full of ballers here. Bottom eight, and Bailey's at third. Sanchez at second. Now James Beard reaching on a walk. Bases loaded for the top of the order in Andy Atwood. But quick time call. And John Kovalik, pitching coach for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, will come out and have a chat with Jason Schroeder. Schroeder was the number one high school prospect out of Washington State. Actually, number 69 overall in the entire class of 2018 per Perfect Game. Of course, Perfect Game, not too bad a source for baseball prospect talent. He actually committed to play the University of Washington before signing with Houston. He was a second-round pick in 2018, 66th overall pick by the Houston Astros. The big leagues call, you got to answer. Schroeder took the call. Now he finds himself with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Second year here in Fayetteville. He actually reached as high as the Quad City River Bandits back in 2019. Here's the pitch from Schroeder to Atwood. Fastball inside corner. 0-1 your count. Atwood, a multi-hit game. He's got a single in the first, a single in the fourth. A stolen base as well. Reached on an error back in the seventh. 0-1 up and in on Atwood. It hits him in the shoulder, and that'll be a run across the plate. Scoring will be Benjamin Bailey. It's the second time we've seen that tonight. A bases loaded hit by pitch gets a run across the plate. So the Ballers get a run here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's now 9-4. Bailey scores, Sanchez to third, Beard to second, and Andy Atwood reaches on a hit by pitch. Andy Atwood reaching for the fourth time tonight in five plate appearances. Wes Cath will now dig in. He's reached in one plate appearance in four total. Schroeder comes set and break his stride. Base is still loaded, two down. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Guillamo has trouble corralling. 1-0 count on Wes Cath. Control has been a big problem for Schroeder. Three batters face, two walks, and a hit by pitch. 1-0 count. Schroeder, the righty, will come set on the bump and deliver the 1-0. Low and inside, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Now 2-0 on Wes Cath. Ballers may have found some life here in this bottom of the eighth inning. It's not over till it's over, as the great Yogi Berra once said. 2-0 from Schroeder. Fastball just a bit low on the inside corner. 2-1 count on Wes Cath. Wes Cath enjoys Fayetteville pitching. He enjoys Fayetteville, period. Hit his first career home run back on May the 1st at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. 2-1 low and inside. The plot thickens. 3-1 on Wes Cath. DJ Gladney, the fan favorite on deck. Technically is the tying run. Schroeder, deep breath. Here's the 3-1. Big swing and a miss from Wes Cath on a ball in the dirt. Count now runs full. Cath with a good hitter's count. Now you got a big spot here. Full count. Infield playing back. They do respect the bat of Wes Cath. Full count, two down. Here's the pitch from Schroeder. Grounder to second base. Routine play for Joey Loperfido. He'll flip it to first in time. Four out, number three. It's a 4-3 ground out for Wes Cath to end matters here in the bottom of the eighth inning. But the Ballers do get a run across the plate on a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch by Jason Schroeder. Benjamin Bailey scores, and the now is 9-4 here in Kannapolis. New arm on the way, Rigo Fernandez. When we take a quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Kannapolis. 9-4 your score. Well, the Cali kid on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 6 foot, 190-pound, 24-year-old, 24th round pick in 2018 by the Chicago White Sox. A Beverly Hills boy, Rigo Fernandez, on the bump. He'll deliver the pitch, is just a bit off the plate to Tyler Whitaker. 1-0 is your count. Rigo Fernandez, the fifth arm used tonight by Guillermo Quiroz and the Ballers. 9-4 your score in favor of the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Whitaker charges the 1-0 high and deep into left field. It'll roll all the way to the wall and fall. And Benjamin Bailey will cover. Tyler Whitaker advancing to second on the play. It is a leadoff double here in the ninth inning for Tyler Whitaker. He reaches base for the second time tonight. It's his first hit of the evening. So a leadoff double. It'll send it to Leo's Danny Molina of the shortstop. Well, Rigo Fernandez, not the best start to his outing, but still three outs away. Getting the job done here in the top of the ninth inning. Oh no, the 6.23 ERA for Rigo. Here's the pitch from the righty, a bit off the plate to Leo's Danny Molina. 1-0 is your count. 8 2/3 innings on the year, 9 hits, 6 runs all earned, 11 strikeouts, 7 walks. 1-0 from Fernandez. Heavy swing and a miss from Leo's Dana Molina. Swinging out of his shoes. Count now 1-1. On deck is Yuris Ramirez. Top 9, 1-1 count. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the air right field. Misael Gonzalez has to backtrack. He'll make the grab on the run. Tagging up, though, is Tyler Whitaker. He'll head to third. Molina out on a F9 for the first out of the inning. One down, runner on third for Yuris Ramirez. Yuris Ramirez, DH, 2 strikeouts, a double and a single on the night. Rigo's pitch from the lefty arm will be off the plate. 1-0 count now on Yuris Ramirez. 2 strikeouts, a double and a single on the night. On deck is Rainier Rivas, the left fielder. 1-0. Fouled off, heads up over in the dugout suite. The protective netting is there. Nonetheless, 1-1 your count now. Rigo on the bump. Last time he pitched was back on the 13th in Salem. Pitch upstairs in the 1-1. Now 2-1 on Yuris Ramirez. Pitched a clean inning. 3 strikeouts back on the 13th against the Salem Red Sox. He's only appeared twice in the month of July, I should say. 2-1 lifted in the air, center field, and James Beard has to trail in the right center to make the grab, but that is going to be more than enough for Tyler Whitaker to tag from third base, and he scores on the play. So he has a double and then advances on 2 flyouts, a F8 in the book for Yuris Ramirez, a sacrifice fly. Scores another run, 10-4 now your score here in this top of the ninth inning, Fayetteville leading over Kannapolis. Rainier Rivas will now dig in the lefty bat. Rivas 0 for 4. He's had 4 groundouts on the night. First pitch from Rigo. Off speed in there. 0-1-1. Now your count. Freddy Guillamo, catcher on deck. Here's the 0-1 from Rigo. In there, 0-2. Nice off-speed pitch from Fernandez. Beverly Hills boy went to Cal State Dominguez Hills. 4-pitch mix, 4-seam fastball, changeup, 12-6 curve slider. Swung and missed at the plate on the 0-2. He struck him out. Rigo Fernandez picks up a strikeout to end his night here in the ninth inning. So now 3 outs, but the damage is done. Another run crosses the plate for Fayetteville. It is a sacrifice fly from Yuris Ramirez, and Tyler Whitaker is the run scored. Well, Ballers have some work to do. It's not impossible, but they'll need 6 to tie and 7 to lead. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the comeback is not impossible. It may be unlikely, but it's not impossible. Bottom of the ninth inning, the Woodpeckers lead 10-4 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Meat of the order, two up. DJ Gladney, Wilfred Veras, Colby Smelly. They'll have to do it against the righty, 6'3", 175-pound righty. It's Fabricio Reyna out there. 6'3", 175-pound righty from Marque, Venezuela. First pitch to DJ Gladney is in there. 0-1 your count. Reyna, 2-3 with a 7.66 ERA. He's in to shut the door on Kannapolis here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pitch is inside, 1-1. Now your count on DJ Gladney. On the evening, Gladney has reached base tonight once. He reached back in the third. Wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Here's Reyna's 1-1. It's low and gets past the catcher, Guillamo, and loose. Count will move 2-1 on DJ. Wilfred Veras, DH on deck, Colby Smelly in the hole. Ballers will have dropped their second consecutive game. Their seventh in a row against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-1, heavy, swing and a miss. Count is now at 2-2. If they're unable to complete the comeback tonight, Kannapolis will have not played not have won a game, over Fayetteville here at home since April the 10th. 2-2 on the way from Reyna. Low and in the dirt. Picked out by Guillamo. Count runs full. Gladney, a fly out, a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. That is exactly how its night is gone. 0-3 on the evening. Reyna comes set. Here's the 3-2. Chopper to second base, making the play, coming in is Loperfido. Does he have enough time to make the throw? He does. It is a 4-3 put out of DJ Gladney. First out of the ninth inning is complete. So DJ Gladney, a couple of ground outs, a fly out, a strikeout, and a walk. So he finishes his night 0-4. He has reached base tonight, though, to extend his on-base streak. Wilfred Veras will now dig in. He's got a hit in his score line tonight. Came back in the third inning. Pitch to Veras from Reyna is in the dirt, and Guillamo can't corral. Count a move, 1-0. A fielder's choice, a single, hit-by-pitch, and a strikeout. Wilfred Veras has reached base in three of his four plate appearances tonight. Colby Smelly on deck. 1-0 count on Veras. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down Broadway. 1-1 now on Veras. Reyna will set with the glove in the chest and deliver the 1-1 just a bit low and off the plate. Count now 2-1 on Wilfred. Reyna spent all of 2021 with Fayetteville. He actually pitched three seasons in the Dominican Summer League with the Astros, 2017 to 2019. He's finally found his way to low A ball. Veras, hard liner into right field for a base knock. He will reach first base safely. He's got a multi-hit game, does Wilfred Veras. It's a single 106-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Wilfred Veras. It'll send it to Colby Smelly. Colby Smelly, a double back in the third, a fly out, a fielder's choice, and a ground out. A double, though, in the third, extending his hit streak, his on-base streak. Here's Reyna's first pitch. Off the plate, 1-0 now on Smelly. Smelly's on-base streak is now 13 games in a row. Atwood and West Cath also extending their streaks in tonight's ballgame. 1-0 from Reyna. Fastball a bit outside, 94 miles an hour. Count now 2-0. Benjamin Bailey awaiting on deck. Veras at first, 2-0. Up and in on Smelly. Count now 3-0. Reyna having trouble finding his location. Ran an international free agent signee in 2017 by the Astros. 3-0 fastball. Get me over fastball to Smelly right down the middle for strike one. 3-1 now on Smelly. Double in the third for Colby Smelly. Other than that, not much in the way of offense. 3-1 from Reyna. Off speed, upstairs, part of the zone. Count now runs full. So after going down 3-0, Reyna comes back. Now it's a bit of a tough spot. 3-2 count and one out. A ground ball would be a lot of damage here. 3-2. Liner into right field. That'll drop in front of the right fielder Hallmark and be a base knock. Headed for third is Veras. The relay will not be made. Veras is at third, and it's a station-to-station. It's a single for Colby Smelly. A multi-hit game for Colby Smelly. Runners on the corner. Still just one down for Benjamin Bailey. Just a quick update as well. Bottom nine. It looks like Augusta holding on to a 6-3 lead over the Columbia Fireflies. So barring a comeback in that ball game, and if the results hold here, Annapolis and Columbia will remain tied. Reyna comes set. Here's the pitch. Up and in on Benjamin Bailey. Cal moves 1-0. Just one game back are the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as well. But it looks like Myrtle Beach running into some tough baseball against the Charleston River Dogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Pitch low and outside to Benjamin Bailey. Count now 2-0. Charleston taking tonight's game 3-2. So they move now to 11-10. Myrtle Beach moving to 12-10. They'll be a game and a half back. Charleston will be a game and a half back as well. 2-0. A bit low and outside again to Benjamin Bailey. Count will move now 3-0. Columbia and Kannapolis can stay even. This series next week is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Two teams tied for first place in the Carolina League. 3-0 fastball right down the middle for strike one. 3-1 now the count. Looks like the pitch was a little off the plate, though, according to Ty Krein, our track man. Nonetheless, 3-1 your count. One down, bottom nine. Reyna comes set. He'll take a deep breath. 3-1. Lifted in the air, high and deep into center field, but right at Logan Cerny, center fielder. Cam Sutterden makes the grab. Runner will tag up, though, from third, Wilfred Veras. He scores on the play. So it's a productive flyout for Benjamin Bailey. It's a sacrifice fly. Scores a run here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kannapolis cuts into the lead. Hey, Rome wasn't built in a day. 10-5, now your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Two down for Misael Gonzalez. Colby Smelly still at first base. Gonzalez will dig in. He's reached twice tonight. He's also got two punch outs. Fabricio Reyna, over 20 pitches here in this inning. First pitch to Misa, gets by the catcher, Guillamo. It will be a pass ball on to Freddie Guillamo. Misael Gonzalez with a 1-0 count. Advancing to second is Colby Smelly on a pass ball. One zero count on Misa. Runner in scoring position is Colby. La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez waiting on deck. Here's the 1-0 from Reyna. Up and in on Misa. Not sure if he fouled that off or hit off the mitt of Guillamo. Looks like it'll be a 1-1 count. They're going to say it was a foul tip off the bat of Misa. Couldn't quite tell from up here. My vantage point, Atrium Health Ballpark. Nonetheless, 1-1 count. Bottom nine, Peckers lead 10-5. Here's the pitch from Reyna. Hard liner into center field. That'll drop in front of Cerny and be a base knock, maybe an RBI. Smelly's going to round third. He's going to head home. Throw comes in from center, and he's out by a mile. Colby Smelly is tagged out, and it is a single for Misael Gonzalez. However, Logan Cerny nails Colby Smelly on a 8-2 putout. for the third half of the bottom of the ninth inning. That will conclude tonight's ball game. The final score tonight, Fayetteville takes this one 10-5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They out-hit Kannapolis 11-8. They do pick up four errors along the way, though, as well, to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. But that is the first game of a three-game set. Now, Fayetteville has won seven straight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They really love playing here in Kannapolis. But Ballers drop now to a grand total of 13-9 on the second half. Fayetteville moving to 7-14. They have won only a third of their second half matchups here in this second half of action in the Carolina League. We'll take a quick look at some notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way here in Kannapolis. We appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us. Dan Lodi bringing you all the action live from the broadcast booth, Atrium Health Ballpark. But unfortunately, Kannapolis can't quite get it done tonight. We'll take another game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, first pitch, all holidays night. We're going to celebrate a different holiday every half inning. It's going to be a fun one here at Atrium Health and Ballpark. Kannapolis Cannonballers, we'll take a peek at their performances first. Three multi-hit games. Andy Atwood, 2-for-4. Wilfred Veras, 2-for-4 and 2-for-5 for Colby Smelly, each picking up an RBI on the evening. Benjamin Bailey, 1-for-4 with an RBI as well. Misael Gonzalez, 1-for-4. He picks up that single in the last at-bat of the game. However, it does end the game as Logan Cerny guns out Colby Smelly at the plate on an 8-2 putout. Five arms used tonight by the Ballers as Brooks Goswine. Five innings, five hits, four runs, three earned, two walks, and five punch-outs. It was a weird ball game, filled with a lot of errors, a lot of sloppy baseball, but sometimes sloppy baseball is fun baseball to watch. It's fun to keep up with it. Nonetheless, it does end as such. Lane Ramsey in his one inning of rehab appearance tonight. One inning, one hit, one strikeout. Very clean outing from the righty Lane Ramsey, who will be with us for the rest of the weekend at the very least. Bowen Blagey, not his best outing tonight. One inning, four hits, five runs, four earned, one walk, and one punch out. Blagey picks up the tough part of tonight's outing. Green, one inning, one walk, that's it. And then Rigo Fernandez, one inning, one hit, one run it was earned, and one strikeout for the lefty, Rigo Fernandez. Again, five pitchers used by Kannapolis tonight in the first game out of the All-Star break for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. On the other side, a lot of offense, 11 hits for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight, 10 runs. They do, again, four errors, but the Woodpeckers pick up a big night on offense here at Kannapolis. Logan Cerny is the big performer tonight. 4-for-4, he picked up a multitude of RBIs. Logan Cerny, of course, contributing with a double and three singles on the night. Other than that, Jackson Hallmark, 2-for-4 with three runs scored. 2-for-4 night with three runs scored for Joey Loperfido. He picks up two doubles on his evening. He now has 17 on the year. Again, Cerny, 4-for-4, two RBIs. Three stolen bases on the night as well. 31 stolen bags on the year for Logan Cerny. 1-for-4 night for Tyler Whitaker with two runs scored. And then another multi-hit game for Yuris Ramirez. 2-for-4 with three RBIs. Two punch-outs along the way, too. But big three RBI night for Yuris Ramirez. 2-for-4 in a total, totaling 11 hits for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight. Santos, three innings, three hits, three runs, two earned, four walks, and four punch-outs. Now, Alex Santos, not really his best of nights, but he gets away with it as Edinson Batista. He picks up the victory. 4 2/3, two hits, one run, one walk, and five punch-outs. Batista now 5-3 on the year with a 3.18 ERA. Schroeder, a third of an inning, no hits, no runs, two walks, and no punch-outs. Reyna, one inning, three hits, one run, no walks, and no punch-outs for the righty Fabricio Reyna. That does conclude the night on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Batista gets the win at 5-3. Brooks Goswine is now 3-5 on the year. He picks up the loss in tonight's ballgame. We'll do it again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark, all holidays night. Be sure to grab your tickets if you're able. Come on out and have a blast with us. Again, a different holiday every half inning. I'm looking forward to it. Heck, I'm going to probably wear a Santa hat up here if I can fit it over my big old head and my big headset here in the broadcast booth. Jorge Vera, 0-2, the 2.65 ERA, will get the start. One of the top prospects in the White Sox organization against the righty Miguel Ulloa, 1-0, the 2.77 ERA for the righty for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Again, we'll do it again at 7 o'clock, first pitch tomorrow night. For everyone here at the Kannapolis Cannonballers on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app, Dan Lodi saying thank you, as always, for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out with us here at the ballpark. We hope you had a blast. We'll do it again tomorrow night. I'll leave you, as I always do, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers drop this one 10-5 to Fayetteville. A lot of baseball left. We're still tied for first place as Augusta defeating Columbia in tonight's ballgame down at Sager Park. So still tied for first. There's still a lot of hope here in Kannapolis. We'll do it again tomorrow. Hope you can join us here at the ballpark or on the air. See you soon, and we'll see you next time. Have a great one, everyone.